Now, we'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
A Democratic senator falls ill.
The situation is serious.
If he can't return,
Republicans would continue to control the United States Senate.
Dozens abducted.
In broad daylight in central Baghdad.
The death of a princess.
No conspiracy. Diana died in a traffic accident.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A Democratic senator is hospitalized in Washington, casting a shadow on his party's precarious hold on power in the new Congress. South Dakota's Tim Johnson is in critical condition following surgery last night after he was rushed to the hospital. Here's CBS's Cheryl Atkinson.
We've confirmed that Senator Tim Johnson did have surgery overnight. It went past midnight. The Capitol physician says Johnson had symptoms of a stroke. Johnson's office is only calling it an undiagnosed illness and releasing very little information, which is usually taken as a signal that things aren't good.
Well, CBS News correspondent Dan Revive says the Senate's balance of power could change.
If Tim Johnson is away recuperating, Democrats will still win in party line votes. But if the governor of South Dakota had to appoint a new U.S. senator, note the governor is a Republican, then there'd likely be 50 Republicans, Vice President Cheney breaking ties for the Republicans. That would last until the next general election, November 08.
The hospital has not said what caused Johnson's problem, which became apparent yesterday during a conference call with reporters. Johnson is 59 years old. In another bold assault, gunmen have kidnapped as many as 70 people in central Baghdad. CBS News reporter Pete Gao with details.
Police sources tell CBS News that the gunmen dressed in military uniforms were members of the Interior Ministry's police commandos. The gunmen let off volleys of gunfire as a distraction and rounded up a group of men, seemingly at random.
Elsewhere in the capital, two police officers died when the explosives they were trying to defuse blew up. After 3 years of probing, British police have issued their findings on the Paris car crash that killed Princess Diana 9 years ago. Live to London, and CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
3 years, 300 witnesses, and 600 exhibits examined. All this to investigate allegations that Princess Diana's 1997 death was murder. Lord Stevens' verdict.
We are confident that the allegations made are unfounded.
Stevens also refutes allegations that Diana was pregnant when she died. Dodi Fayed's father, Mohammed Fayed, has already called the report a whitewash. Stevens has released all 832 pages of it to let you make up your own mind.
The growing controversy over a popular antibiotic goes before a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel today. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Nick, they might hear stories like Chuck Gregg's. Home from Iraq, he got bronchitis and was prescribed Ketek, a relatively new drug, and soon he suffered liver failure.
It was called drug-induced or pharmaceutically-induced hepatitis.
Dr. David Ross, who reviewed Ketek's safety for the FDA, now says,
based on the data available to me, I believe this drug is far more dangerous than other drugs for the same infections.
He left the FDA, alleging higher-ups said concerns about the drug should be kept quiet, a charge that angers Senator Chuck Grassley.
The leaders of an agency should not hold a meeting to suggest that dissenters will be kicked off the team.
The manufacturer insists Ketek is safe. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
When it comes to a colonoscopy, new research shows slower is better. Let's go live to correspondent Dave Barrett on the CBS Health Watch.
Checking thousands of exams performed by doctors in Rockford, Illinois, experts found docs who went slowly found 10 times the number of polyps or precancerous growths than doctors who examined patients more quickly. It's recommended that at least 6 minutes be spent using the light-guided scope traveling through your colon. The New England Journal of Medicine says if you're having this procedure, tell your doctor to take plenty of time. Polyps may need 10 years to form. Finding them early is key to preventing colon cancer. Nick?
It's 4 past the hour.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We've got a good start to the ride. No wrecks or issues for the metro in and around Boulder. We do have a high wind advisory for today, though, primarily for your I-25 corridor north of the metro area all the way to the Wyoming state line. Cross your foothills. You'll want to be careful along C-470. For the high country, very windy, expected along I-70 near Georgetown. Icy between the tunnel and the Vail Pass and across those summit passes. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
For Christmas as originally planned.
I put off my speech, and one of the main reasons why is I really do want the new Secretary of Defense to have time to get to know people and hear people and be a part of this deliberation, and he will not be sworn in until next Monday.
And that's okay with the ranking Democrat, soon to be chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Carl Levin of Michigan.
I'd rather the right conclusion be reached in January than the wrong conclusion be reached in December. The sooner the better in terms of changing course. But changing course is what the goal's got to be.
More after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
Later this week, Jews celebrate Hanukkah. It's a holiday that commemorates the resolve of a religious minority more than 2,000 years ago to seek religious freedom from Assyrian oppressor. Hanukkah has a universal message, actually two. First, never take religious freedom for granted. We're blessed in America. Religion flourishes as in few other countries. With our freedom, we should always recall, comes the need to ensure mutual respect and the principle of live and let live. And second, not everyone is as lucky as we are. In despotic countries such as North Korea, freedom of religion is non-existent. In some predominantly Muslim countries, such as Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Sudan, freedom of religion is restricted for non-Muslims. And in Iraq, we see the grisly spectacle of Sunni and Shiite Muslims killing each other on a massive scale. This holiday season, as we celebrate our own religious freedom and harmony, let's not forget those still struggling for theirs. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
The incoming chairman of the Senate's Armed Services Committee, Senator Carl Levin, does not believe our armed services should be expected to keep warring sectarian factions in Iraq from each other's throats. And he hopes President Bush will make that clear to the Iraqi government.
Just simply tell the Iraqis that they've got to keep their end of this bargain. This commitment of U.S. forces is not a unilateral commitment anymore. It is dependent on what the Iraqis do, because we cannot create a country for them.
There are points of contention between Senate Democrats and the President, but that's not one of them.
There is a consensus, or a near consensus, on one key fundamental point. Unless the Iraqi leaders work out a political agreement that the violence is going to continue.
And on that point, President Bush agrees.
Our military cannot do this job alone. Our military needs a political strategy that is effective. It's my job to convince the Maliki government to make the hard decisions necessary to move his country forward.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Brenda Coates is a real GEICO customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a GEICO customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard licks his eyeball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim, I switched.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
GEICO. Real service, real savings.
The Osgood File, December 14th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Could be wrong, I could be right, I could be black, I could be white, I could be wrong, I could be white, I could be black.
Marvin here. Hello. See, somebody else uses this studio when we're not in here, and that's why I complain every morning about this. I can vetch at the fact that things are not right. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. Good morning. Nice to have you along here this morning on Thursday. Partly cloudy. High today, 59. Not going to be too bad of a day today. Good day to get out and spank Whitey if you can sneak away, like I'm sure John Turk would like to do. And the big news this morning, which I'm not going to make big news at all, I only want to say the following things about it, is that last night, Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota apparently had stroke-like symptoms in his office. They decided to take him to the hospital. Last night, on all of the talking head shows, it was about, oh my God, the balance of power in the Senate could slip from Democratic control and go back to Republican control, because they would have control of the committees and it would be a tie and Dick Cheney would be the tiebreaker. And that's all you heard. And then I was driving in this morning listening to an unnamed conservative radio station in which this guy on the air was doing exactly the same thing. How about a little bit of discussion about this? How about a little bit of discussion about the fact that the guy underwent an operation late last night, that he's in critical condition, and that the foremost thing on everybody's mind ought to be his health, not politics. And God bless him and his family, or whatever greeting you want to send him. But let's hope he's okay. The other thing is, I hear all these people on the air, and they're misinterpreting the law. Now, I'm not a legal genius. There's no way. I'm not a legal genius. I can see some people out there nodding, going, "Yeah, well, he's not only not a legal genius, he's not even a genius." Yeah, I don't even think I'm that. But the only reason I remember this is because of the senator's name. South Dakota had a Republican senator. You can go look this up. His name was Carl Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, I believe. And that last name, do you ever have names just stick in your head? Or am I the only one that does that? Do you ever have a name, like you hear somebody's name, like some names just stick in your head, and you remember them all, always. Doesn't make any difference. 40 years later, you still remember the guy's name. Or somebody's name. You know, it says something to you. It says something to you about someplace geographically you've been, or it says something about some period in time that you went through, or you like the sound of the person's name. It's appealing to say the person's name. Anyway, Carl Mundt, his name has always stuck with me. And Carl Mundt was a Republican senator who, if my memory strikes me correct here, he suffered a paralyzing stroke. There was a Democratic governor at the time of South Dakota. The Democratic governor at the time said, okay, step down from office, you can't do your job, and I'll appoint a Democrat. Carl Mundt, Senator Mundt, said, no, unless you appoint my wife to fill out my last, I don't know, what he had left, like 2 years, 3 years, something like that. Unless you appoint my wife, I have no intentions of stepping down. And a stalemate developed between them. And Carl Mundt's staff did most of Mundt's work, and he did miss votes in the Senate. But there was no way on a state level that the governor or the voters or anybody else could force Carl Mundt to step down. There was no mechanism for that. Now, there is mechanism for incapacitation, meaning death. If you die, that's a different situation. But if you live, there's no mechanism, and there's no mechanism that I know of federally, for anybody in Congress or the president to turn around and to say, well, you had a stroke, or you're sick, or whatever the case is, you can't do your job, you have to leave. It's not in there. So Tim Johnson from South Dakota, who's going to be like 60 years old, I believe, this Christmas, December the 28th, I think he's going to be 60. Hope his health is great. Wouldn't care if he were a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent or a Green Party or whatever. Hope he recovers 100%. But for these right-wing talking heads that are out there, you know, ghoulishly filing their teeth, hoping that somehow they've been given a break by the Almighty and that they're going to get a hold of the Senate again and they're going to get control of it, sit down and relax, because that ain't going to happen. Unless Tim Johnson decided to work something out. But it's too early for that. But there's no mechanism in there to do that. And this story has been going on and on and on all last night. And it's going on this morning, too. And the only thing I could think about it was, well, what about the guy's health? I mean, is that the way politics is in this country? And I don't think it is with everybody, but it's just a tragic thing when you start thinking about, well, yeah, you pay lip service. Yeah, okay, we hope he recovers, but in case he doesn't. All right, coming up this morning, we're going to talk to Congressman-elect, I just want to call him Congressman, Ed Perlmutter. He's got some pretty exciting appointments, and we're going to talk to him about that, and also how he sees things now that he is headed to Congress. Also, we're going to have a milestone on this show. And when I say a milestone, I mean a milestone. Senator Ken Salazar and I'm looking for the right way to put this about him. You know what? I don't dislike him as a person. And the one time I met him, which was election night, and the times that I saw him, which were at rallies that I emceed, and then I would just kind of get off the stage, and then the candidates and the other people would get up there. He was a very warm, genuine man. Very nice guy. But I have to tell you, I don't understand some of his votes. So, we're going to have him on after 9 o'clock this morning. And I'm going to just tell him that. I'm going to say, hey, sometimes I don't understand your votes. Could you just kind of explain them to me and explain them to everybody else listening? And you got to give him credit because during this last election cycle, he went out there and he busted his rear to get Democrats elected. And you can't take something away from somebody when they've earned it, and he earned it. So we've got that coming up, and that'll be in the 9 o'clock hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, I want to get your opinions about Army recruiting. Somebody sent me an email letter, if I can find it. Did you take it from me, John, and then didn't give it back? Because I don't see it. Oh, here it is. I found it. All right. I want to get your opinions about Army recruiting. This topic could run into a couple hours, I guess. And we have Ed Perlmutter coming up at 7, so we can take time out and then get back on this.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you
100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
The Garmin Nuvi GPS has come to lead you to restaurant shopping and more with turn-by-turn directions and voice prompts.
Right on Holly Lane.
Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6, high today 59, under partly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Really nice to have you along. Agree or disagree? Sometimes I think I wrap too much of my own personal life up in the comments that I make on the air. So let me try to keep these down to a minimum. But I want you to kind of get where I'm coming from. In high school, I was not a normal child. I was not a normal teenager. I was not a normal kid. And I kind of knew early on what I wanted to do. And what I wanted to do didn't follow the career path of what every other kid in school wanted, and it didn't require that I proceed to higher education. And the two things I wanted to do was basically, I called the run off and join the circus theory, which was I wanted to get into radio, but in getting into radio, what I wanted to do was I wanted to get out of my house and get out of my town and get as far away from where I grew up as I possibly could. And I accomplished that, even though there were people who, along the way, particularly when you would mouth those things as a sophomore in high school, would look at you like you were crazy and say, "Oh no, you know that's, you know, you have to get a, you have to get some kind of a skill. You have to, you have, without a university education, you're nothing." And they would go on and on about this. I got an email from a woman, or possibly a guy. He doesn't really say, and I'm not going to give out the name here. But let me read it to you. Jay, one of my employees lives in Longmont, and her children go to Skyline High School in Longmont. She was telling us that Army recruiters are at the school every day trying to get kids to join. She said one of the 17-year-old boys fell for their recruitment lies and quit the school to join. What is going on? Question mark. The Army can't keep up with their quotas. They need to talk to kids. They need to talk kids into quitting school to join and go to Iraq and get taken out by some roadside bomb or a sniper. Congressman Charlie Rangel is right. Bring back the draft, and he capitalizes draft. Make the war everyone's problem. Bring the war into every household, no matter their social stature. When the wealthy and the privileged have to start sending their sons and daughters, the war will end. On another side note, wonder if recruiters are hanging around the Boulder schools, or do they just hang around the less affluent schools? All right, your reaction to this. Now, this is the reaction. I'm not ashamed of the military. I mean, this is my reaction. I'm not ashamed of the military. And I think the military's fine for some kids. And if a 16 or 17-year-old or a 15-year-old came to me and said, you know, Jay, really what I want to do is I want to join the military because I want to do so-and-so. And they'll train me. And they have other benefits. You're an adult. What do you think? I'd ask them, I'd say, you know what, is that your dream? If that's your dream, go pursue your dream. And don't let anybody talk you out of pursuing your dream. Does it bother me that military recruiters go to high schools? It bothers a lot of you, and it bothers a lot of parents. But on the other hand, two things here. One, aren't kids entitled to find out about what the military does have to offer? And two, if you want to wage a coherent argument against your child joining the military, doesn't it behoove you to turn around and learn the facts yourself so that you can turn around and say, here's why you shouldn't join the military? My experience in life has been this. If a kid really wants to do something, then you're not going to be able to talk them out of it. If you can talk them out of it, then they really didn't want to do it in the first place. And maybe I'm just too hardcore about this. Do I think that the military recruiters go there and sell? Yes. Do I think that kids who are unprepared can get taken in? Yes. Do I think that they go there and make it sound great for everybody? Yes. But you know something? And maybe this is a conservative libertarian viewpoint. I don't know. But to me, it seems that it would be your job as a parent to have the information at hand when your child becomes of that age, when he becomes a teenager, to be able to sit down and say, well, look, here's the reason you want to go, but I got a better idea. This is the reason why you should go to CU, or you should go to a smaller college or university. And then it brings up the principal question here. And the principal question is, should military recruiters be allowed on high school campuses? Now, it used to be in the old days, and I don't know how it is now. Lord knows it's been a long time since I've been invited to a high school. But it used to be in the old days that the recruiting station was near the high school. I don't know if that's still the case or not. And we do need troops. As a matter of fact, one of the plans that's going on around about Iraq is boosting the troops up to 30 to 35,000. And that's 35,000 more, and they would do that through overlapping deployment, which is the exact opposite of what most of us want. But what I want to talk about here is I want to talk about high school recruiters. I want to talk about military recruiters. Should they be allowed to go to high schools and recruit, and your feelings about your kids or any other kid deciding on a choice in the military. And you know something? high schools, I don't know if they still do this, but high schools used to have career days. And I always remember for my career, the thing I wanted to do, there was never a representative. There was no disc jockey to show up. I mean, they weren't going to call like the real Don Steele or Frank Terry or Jimmy Rabbit or somebody like that and say, well, you know, could you come to Foothill High School in Tustin, California and talk to this one kid who wants to get into radio? I mean, what would they have said? Well, listen, you know, you don't get paid much. You see a lot of the world, a lot of the country, and there's a lot of drugs, and there's a lot of alcohol, and there's a lot of women, and there's rock and roll. What are they going to tell you? So I never had that. But I remember during those career days, I remember there were representatives of the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force there, and also the Coast Guard. All right, 303-713-7600. Your feelings about recruiters and high school kids, 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls coming up, 630 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
Good morning, Jay. Already a pretty tough drive along the interstate, that southbound side between the Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. It's just no getting away from it, so head out early. Filling in nicely along our downtown corridor. Otherwise, we're still at good speeds to the tech center and very nice conditions for 225 and I-70.
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I've blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Is it a time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1800. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Of over 650 cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs to see if there's room under the tree for a new vehicle for you. We're talking all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. Man, they have got it. And they got that matching down going on, too, up to $1,500. So whatever you put down, they'll match it up to $1,500. So you got matching down, and you got Santa Claus. And it's all happening at the place I love best, Rocky's Autos. Check them out online at rockiesautos.com. See their inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and Steve and Jason handle that. Or get out there and see them in person. Marv Alshire out there waiting to talk to you, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrado, Gerard Menard, all the folks at Rockies out there to please you and to make your holiday car buying experience a good one. And let me say, P.S., that buying a car between me and you know this is true, buying a car is a pain, isn't it? You go on the lot. You're suspicious. You know what? None of that stuff's going to happen at Rockies. It really isn't. And I've shopped there. Mary and I have shopped there for over 10 years. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Now through Monday, it's 70% off select signature suits at Joseph A. Bank. Plus, select leather jackets and corduroy blazers, 70% off. That's all corduroy blazers, regularly $4.50, now $1.35. How about a huge selection of top coats, sport coats, and blazers, 60% off. With all cashmere blazers, regularly $5.95, now $2.38. Consider all sweaters 50% off, plus a huge selection of dress shirts, sport shirts, and wrinkle-resistant khakis, $29. It's great gifts for men at Joseph A. Bank. Signature suits, leather jackets, corduroy blazers, 70% off, plus every sweater in the store, 50% off, now through Monday.
At Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs, now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Thirty-five minutes after 7, AM 760. Progressive Talk, the Jay Marvin Show. We'll be answering the probing question later. Am I too old to wear Doc Martens? Right now, we're talking about high school recruiting by the military. Should it be allowed? Yes or no? It's going on in Longmont. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, hi. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I just wanted to respond to a portion of that email. I work in a school, and I'm also did a long stint in the military. And I know that recruiters, one, can't talk to kids under 16 and really recruit them. They can just, you know, hand out pencils and that kind of stuff and chat with them. But the 17-year-old who dropped out of school and thinks they're going to join the military, they're not going to be able to. The Army, even though they're so desperate, won't take you if you don't have a high school diploma or in the 2 or 3 month period when they're taking GRD waivers. So that the statement of the kid's going to drop out and join the Army is not an accurate statement.
How about if he wanted to drop out and join and his parents wanted to sign, but he'd still have to have a high school diploma?
He'd still have to have a diploma or a GED. I joined the Army when I was 17. I joined the National Guard when I was 17 because I needed money for school. And that was a very, very long time ago. But then, as you do now, if you're 17 and you want to enlist in any branch of the service, you have to have parent permission. They have to sign the papers with you.
How do you feel about recruiters coming around when, say, a teenager is now 17 or 18 and they're in their senior year?
You know, we have a lot of kids who leave my school. Well, prior to the war, we had a lot of kids who left my school and joined the service. And we send a lot of kids to the military academies. Every year we have at least one. Right now I think we've got like 5 or 6 kids who are applying to the different service academies. And to say that a particular job, being one of the branches of service, can't show up and recruit when, you know, you get literature, you get opportunities for other businesses or other vocational opportunities to show up and recruit kids, doesn't sit well with me. It just doesn't make any sense to say that one of the most important jobs of defense of the country, but we can't recruit, you know, kids to do it. And I understand that, you know, and I'm conflicted over the draft. I'm conflicted over, you know, whether or not my kid, who isn't quite of service age, should join. He wants to join because he knew I was in. I'm like, you should probably rethink that. But
Wait. What's his motivation for wanting to join? Simply because you did, or does he see something there that attracts him?
Right now, it's just because, I mean, he's still pretty young, so he wants to join because I did. You know, he sees me in my uniform, he sees me doing work, that kind of thing. You know, he has visited the hospitals I used to work at and that kind of stuff. So he has that kind of admiration for the service because I was in. But he doesn't know about all of the really hard stuff. The war is the really hard stuff. And, you know, I think kids, you know, look at the war as not as serious as they should, because if you haven't been there, you don't know how serious it really is.
Or it's like a Xbox game.
Right, or it's like Rambo. Rambo can, you know, shoot down helicopters with bow and arrows, and, you know, in reality, that stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah. Good points.
But the service is important, and you know, it's frustrating, and I'm about as far left as people can possibly get, and the service is still important, and they do a very good job in protecting the country, and you can't let a couple of people way up the chain of command taint it for everybody. I mean, it would be unfortunate if we allowed that to happen.
Well, I've always rejected this mythology that those of us who were around during the 60s, that we spit on the soldiers and that we hated the people in the armed services and that we couldn't stand them. And I grew up very close to a military base, and we would call them jarheads, but it would be, for the Marines, but it would be more or less you would call them jarheads. You would call other kids at the beach, those guys are surfers. These guys are, hot rodders or rodders. But nobody I know that I ever saw ever did any of that kind of stuff. And I have to tell you that I've been lectured and talked to about that history now for 40-some-odd years. And I never saw it. The people I knew and the people that I was involved with were against the war, but they were against the government. They were not against the Marines going to Camp Pendleton. They weren't against them at all. So maybe it went on in parts of this country, maybe it didn't, and I don't know how much it was blown up. But I think that if any kid wants a career in the military, for whatever attracts them to get into the military, to me, that's as legitimate as going and doing anything else.
I agree. And one of the things that's amazing is you look at public schools today with classrooms of 30, 32, 33 kids, and you look at the max of any kind of training that the military does, and their max is 22 seats. They won't let more than 22 students in because it's better instruction. It's hands-on instruction. It's didactic. It's practical. They sent me to EMT school. They sent me to paramedic school. And all of that was free, and I got paid to go to it. So I walked out of the service with, a job. And it was great. I mean, but I was smart. I didn't go to sniper school because it doesn't have a trade in the real world unless you're going into law enforcement. So, but you know what? Those guys are still important. So letting people have the opportunity to talk to the recruiters, I think, is important. And if you let everybody talk to them, then even people who are, hardcore Dems join. That whole myth of the military is chock full of nothing but Republicans and neo-Christian fascists is a lie. It gets a lot of play, but when you break down individual units, it's a cross-section of American society.
Yeah, and it always has been a lie. Brian, thank you, man. A great call. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good day.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I think your advice is okay, but the only thing is, it's not the same military service that it was in the 1960s because, when I listen to Rumsfeld and I hear what he's talking about and how he wants to reform everything, especially the Marines and the Army, they've converted almost every military occupational specialty in those services to just combat arms. I mean, the private contractors are doing almost all the work that, a lot of these kids might have got some decent training in, years ago. But now, you got people over there that are radio repairmen and are just sitting there twiddling their thumbs or going out on combat tours because they've replaced their job with these contractors.
Well, we know that some of that is going on. I mean, that's a given, but it still doesn't rule out the other things that you can learn in the military, and it also doesn't rule out the idea that when you're 18 and 19 years old, that there are many of us in society who had the fever and the desire to get out and experience life and see things, and the military offers a way to get out and go do those things.
Well, it does. It does in certain. It does in the Navy and the.
It does in all the services.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was in the Army, and I did see some things, but I can tell you, to me right now, my concern is they're just looking for bodies so that they can continue this policy.
Yeah, but on the other side of that, if you're going to have a career day at a high school, if you're going to have that kind of discussion go on, what do you do? Do you exclude people from the military from coming and talking? And then what do you do if you have kids And the kids want to find out about it. And what do? Tell them, well, I'm sorry, we don't permit them on campus? What the better thing would be, if you're a parent, the better thing would be for you to get the facts, for you to learn, and for you to be able to sit down with your teenager and say, here's why I think you ought to consider another path.
Well, I'd probably do that if I were a parent. I'm glad I'm not a parent, because I would have a real challenge right now with the policy that we have, because, you know, we're staying there and we're stuck there and we're being, and I kind of feel like...
But that policy will change.
Well,
it'll change because it'll change because it'll have to change.
I hope so.
But there will always be, you know what? Don't confuse the military with the civilian government. And the civilian government makes mistakes and screws things up. So does the military. But the fact is, for a lot of kids, the military represents a chance and an opportunity. And if we're going to live in a society where everything is, where everybody's point of view is encouraged, and where information and knowledge is power, then let Army recruiters, let Marine recruiters, let Navy, let them come on the high school campuses and let them talk to kids.
Well, I let them do it.
It doesn't hurt them.
I wouldn't let them camp out there, but I'd let them come to Career Day, yeah.
Why not let them come?
Well, I don't know. Well, you'd have to be there. Maybe it's hard to understand. It's not, well, yeah, but...
What? I mean, why? What harm does it do?
Well, normally it doesn't. I was in the military, and there were a lot of things I did learn. But the thing of it is, I mean, I hope the policy changes, because to me, yeah, I went, but I had one tour. But, I mean, to me, I feel bad for the guys. I mean, sure, they're dedicated, and they're trying to do the best job they can. But,
yeah, but
you know,
this has nothing to do about the politics of the situation.
Yeah, but
this
four or five tours.
But this has nothing to do with the politics of the situation. That's up to us, the civilian population, to make those changes. With our representatives and with the person we elect to become commander-in-chief, it has nothing to do with those institutions. And it's the idea that if you're going to encourage somebody from the big pharmacy, for instance, to come talk about being a pharmacist, then you encourage somebody from the military to come, because that's only fair. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. 646, 46 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, no worries as you make your way out. We're still running clear on both I-70 and I-25 through the city. Getting busy on I-270, and you've got a lot of company through Thornton North Glen as usual. Excellent conditions so far for 6th Ave out of Lakewood. It's a big improvement over the drive we had out of there yesterday. And on the south side, C-470 is up to speed. Just keep in mind, high winds could affect your drive along the foothills and into the high country today. Weather today, clouds, sunshine, warm and windy. High of 63. Right now, mostly cloudy and 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more on everything you want and need for the holidays, from fresh food to...
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. call 1-800-441-0299.
Below market value. Register online now while there are seats left at www.coloradoseminar.com. That's www.coloradoseminar.com. Again, that's www.coloradoseminar.com.
Hurry into Kmart this Saturday and Sunday to find the perfect gift for everyone. Better make it fast. The tons of items on sale aren't going to last. Save 40 to 50% off great gifts for the family throughout the store this Saturday and Sunday. For dads, Kmart has men's Joe Boxer flannel pants at 50% off. And for the kids, all Hot Wheels are on sale. For the women on your list, how about 70% off fine jewelry? And save on the latest in flat-screen technology from Sylvania, RCA, and Magnavox. All TVs are on sale. But hurry, this sale ends Sunday, December 17th. So skip the hassles. Make it Kmart, where Christmas comes together.
Shopping for a video gamer can be hard. It's like they have their own language. FPS, RPG, RTS, mod, LAN, AI, NPCs, avatars, and newbies. But to get the perfect gift, all you have to know is GameStop and EB Games. They have a huge selection of all the latest games, plus friendly people who are happy to translate. Now get a free Razer phone offer with the purchase of an Xbox 360, only at GameStop and EB Games. Subject to a new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee. Other charges and restrictions, see store for details.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high 59. Jay Marvin with you. Yeah, the James Gang. This was out back in the days when I was living in Madison, Wisconsin, and getting to know the use of flowers intimately and other additives and forging what we thought would be a new society, now much scorned by the people who work 100 feet away from me down the hall, who don't know anything about that experience, only the propaganda that they've read and that they freely disseminate. That's what I do. Walk up to one of those, you know, right-wing talk show hosts. Hey, man, do you know anything about psilocybin? You don't know where I could get some Berkeley speckled orange, do you? You don't know where I could... You don't know where I could score some righteous butts, do you? Yeah. What would you rather do? Would you rather go to war, or would you rather have sex with women? Or men? Or whatever. Okay, now I'm getting way off the subject. Talking about high school recruiting, let me go back to the phones, and we go to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling up because I'm a teacher down in Jefferson County, and every year we have a teacher who brings military recruiters in. And it's one of those things where I talk to her. She's got two kids in their 20s, and, you know, she's pretty conservative and pretty right-wing. And I said, well, you know, why haven't your kids signed up? You know, why aren't they there? And she said, because my kids have a future. And that's kind of the attitude on that side. Let's get other people to go fight our wars for us. And as long as it doesn't endanger me or my family, what do I care?
And yeah, I think that is pretty prevalent, because I've run into it too, where I've made those same comments to people who support what we're doing in Iraq and support us staying there. And I've said to them, okay, how come you're not in the service? How come your kids are not there? How come the president's daughters aren't there? And you're right. You get kind of these really, you know, weird answers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, actually, it's kind of interesting. There's a book out called Conservatives Without Conscience, and if you read through that, when he talks about authoritarian, that's kind of where things are. You know, it's bullies that expect everybody else to do what they, you know, what needs to be done, all the heavy lifting, and then they take the credit. One thing that also I wanted to say is, whenever the recruiters come in, you know, I don't mind have them come in, but present the other side. And the best group I've found for doing that is the Colorado Veterans for Peace. These are people who are veterans, who have been there, who have been in combat, and they'll come in and they'll tell the kids straight up what it's like. And, You know, that's the best counter-recruitment tool I've seen. And I think, you know, you have to provide the military the exact same opportunities you would any other employer. But if you're going to have the recruiters there, you should have the Colorado Veterans for Peace have a table right next to them.
Yeah. You know what? I have no trouble with that. I think you should present all sides. But I also truly believe in my heart, that it's the parents' responsibility and it's their job to have information about these things and to help their kids make those decisions. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't regret the decision that I made, even though I ended up in a lot of crazy situations and financially had my back against the wall a number of times. But I never had any parents to go to and say, well, what about this? And what about that? And don't you think that parents should sit down with their kids when they reach that age and say to them, well, yeah, the military is a good option. Here are the things you'll get from it. But we'd like you also to consider the following. You've always had an interest in so-and-so. And what happened to that? And if you still have that interest, you're 18 years of age. You're 17. Now's the time to go do that because you may not get a second chance in life.
Well, you know, actually, I think that's an absolutely great ideal. But, I mean, you and I both know, well, I've been working in education, you just said, you know, your parents weren't really there, that the parents aren't always there to do that. And the people that I see get recruited most frequently are the ones that don't have a family life. They appeal to that. They say, look, you can have a place to belong, and here it is. And those are the same kids that get recruited to gangs or get recruited to the military or, you know, whatever else, because they are looking for a place to belong. And they don't have parents that are involved.
Well, parents then have got to step up. I mean, the statement we have to make is that, you know, if you're a parent, you got to step up. But what bothers me is people who will call talk shows. I'm not saying you're one of them, but
right.
People who will call talk shows, you know, I don't want them out there and, you know, in American foreign policy, and they'll get into all of this stuff. And it's like you want to say to them, okay, yeah, but what about your own kid? Did you sit down and talk to your kid about any of this stuff? Well, no, they didn't.
You know, the parents that are that concerned about their, you know, the recruiters coming in probably do. You know, to be perfectly honest, I've got a 13, 11-year-old, and I've talked to them already about this kind of stuff. And that's because I'm a concerned parent. But the kids that, like I said, the kids that tend to get recruited most frequently are the ones who don't have parents like that. And if you've got a parent that's been absent for, you know, 15, 16, 17 years, whatever, the chances of them coming around and saying, oh, geez, you know, my kid's going into the military, I should probably stop that, are slim to none.
Well, I don't know if necessarily stop that's the right way to look at it. I offer an alternative and get them to think it through. By the way, my parents were there. They just never gave a damn. John, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Yep, have a nice day.
Okay. And my parents were never there to tell me one way or the other what to do. So I struck out on my own. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Then this incredible story about this autistic child in Littleton and this whole controversy over a fence. And once again, this fits into the category of I don't get it. So you'll have to fill in the blanks for me because obviously I'm just not smart enough.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
Three, two, one.
is Nissan's national year-end sales event. What will your resolution be? More versatility? Adapt to the 7-passenger Nissan Pathfinder. That's as comfortable off-road as it is on it. More style? Try on the Murano's smooth and sleek lines. More utility? There's the Xterra's roof rack and latchable gearbox. More space? Get comfortable in the Armada's 3 rows of adult-friendly seating. How about saving more money during Nissan's national year-end sales event? Get 1,000 Nissan cash back on the 2006 Nissan Xterra. Event ends January 2nd. Get to your Nissan dealer now and resolve to save at Nissan's national year-end sales event. Nissan, shift your ride. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Cash back when you purchase from new dealer stock. See dealer for details. Offer ends 1207.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington, where a hospital spokesman says South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson is now in critical condition following brain surgery for an unspecified condition. CBS News congressional correspondent Cheryl Atkison says the Democratic senator's medical outlook could decide the very future control of the Senate.
If Senator Johnson were unable to serve out his term under South Dakota law, an interim replacement would be selected by the state's Republican governor. And, of course, that could mean it would split the Senate back to 50-50. Giving the Republican Vice President Dick Cheney the tie-breaking vote.
A South Dakota friend, Herman Schumacher, says Johnson's a fighter.
It isn't always with him to be boisterous or anything or to try to make any headlines. It's what is right and what's wrong.
Another hospital statement on Senator Johnson expected soon. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Forget the conspiracy theories. That's the bottom line in a just-released British police investigation into the death of Princess Diana 9 years ago.
There was no conspiracy to murder any occupants of that car. This was a tragic accident.
Lead investigator John Stevens says the accident was caused by chauffeur Henri Paul's drunk driving. Here at home, a new suspect's been identified in the Taco Bell E. coli investigation. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, if it wasn't the green onions, then what was it?
Well, federal investigators, Frank, say it's the lettuce.
We have changed lettuce supplier as a precautionary move.
Taco Bell President Greg Creed moving to switch lettuce and cheese suppliers to restaurants in 4 eastern states. The good news, the illness appears to have run its course with 71 confirmed cases. The bad news for Taco Bell, sales continue to slump, but the company says it's still too early to say how bad things have gotten. Frank?
An evangelical Christian group has a question for Walmart shoppers.
If these are Walmart's values, would Jesus shop at Walmart? Should you?
The spot running in 43 media markets is intended to put pressure on Walmart to give its workers better pay and health benefits. Walmart calls the campaign a negative attack. They were up at Adam Before the Sun in Beverly Hills, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association announcing this year's Golden Globe nominees, a sometimes barometer for the Oscars.
Best motion picture drama, Babel, Bobby, The Departed, Little Children, The Queen.
Babel led all comers with 7 nominations.
Relax. Why are you so stressed?
You're not the reason I'm stressed. You're the reason why I can't relax.
Good if you try.
Leonardo DiCaprio is up for 2 acting awards. The chauffeur who worked for Yoko Ono denies trying to blackmail John Lennon's widow and accuses her of sexual harassment. New York police charged the driver with demanding $2 million not to release embarrassing photos of Ono. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, I'm looking for a holiday gift for my nephew Kyle, the would-be world adventurer.
Would-be?
Well, he hasn't left his kitchen in 2 years.
How about the new HP Pavilion dual-core notebook? 15-inch display, 80-gig hard drive, a gig of memory, just $629.99.
That's great.
Get him everything he needs with a complete gift pack and save. Buy a notebook and save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more. There are many complete gift packs to choose from.
If he ever leaves his kitchen, he'll love it.
If?
Yeah, he lives for ham.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Preliminary results from the first statewide count of homeless people in 18 years shows the number of homeless has risen to at least 12,000 people. When the last survey was conducted in 1988, there were just over 3,600. Officials think the actual number may be higher, possibly as high as 30,000, but it's hard to get an accurate count. Many homeless are in rural and remote areas. During last night's final meeting for the investigative panel on Denver voting and the problems there, the panel favored having balloting in May conducted through the mail. The group also recommended an elected clerk and recorder and staying with vote centers. Still, there was disagreement.
I think the draft recommendations make an assumption that the panel is in agreement that a vote center model is the best model for Denver in the long run. And I think some of us, I'll speak for myself, but we still have some concerns as to whether or not vote centers are the panacea for Denver voters.
The draft recommendations will be compiled and signed by the panel. Mayor Hickenlooper again pointed out the group has no real authority. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, your downtown drive already packed, now even slower due to a two-car wreck. Just moved off to the shoulder near 20th. We do have rolling backups, though, to I-76. Westbound I-70 dragging west from 225 now. Boulder Turnpike is slow go eastbound from I-25 back to Broomfield. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, clouds, sunshine, warm and windy, high of 63. Right now, mostly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of hosting your holiday party this year with delicious party trays from King Soopers, piled high with meats, cheese, veggies, and more. And don't miss our in-store coupon, good for $5 off any tray, $19.99 and up. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I sort of got messed up into gangs, and this one girl named Mom Maria, she just told me to get my things straight. And ever since then, she's been there for me.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7, partly cloudy today, a high of 59, AM 760, Progressive Talk, the show available on podcast at am760.net. You can IM me there, too. Jay Marvin along with you, and let's say hello to Congressman-elect from the 7th Congressional District, Ed Perlmutter, although I'm just going to call you the next congressman. Or how about this? I'm just going to call you congressman from the 7th, Ed Perlmutter. How does that do?
That sounds great, but you can just call me Ed, and that I'm happy with that.
No, I want to call you congressman because okay. I get a big thrill out of that. You got some great news that you have been appointed to the Influential Financial Services Committee. And talk a little bit about that committee and what that committee does.
Well, that committee has very broad jurisdiction. It's a business committee with jurisdiction over banking, credit unions, mortgage companies, accountants, insurance, home building, real estate, and then kind of the one of the big issues is the capital markets, the securities, the stock exchange, stock brokers, and basically international finance. So it's a committee that they call an exclusive committee because if you get assigned to that committee, it pretty much takes all your time because you have so many business issues going on at all the time. And then one of the big areas that I plan on focusing on is sort of the home building affordable housing, which also comes under the jurisdiction of this committee.
Yeah, the next question I wanted to ask you was about that, but I also wanted to ask you about, because you read the papers like everybody else, you see what's going on, about the record number of foreclosures we have in this area, and is that going to be something that predatory lending practices is that going to be something that you're going to be looking at?
Yes, we'll be looking at lending practices sort of throughout. When I was in the Colorado legislature in the Senate, I was one of the first folks that proposed at least putting bonds, having mortgage brokers have to get bonds that if they, defrauded you, embezzled against you, whatever, there would be a bond for the consumer to recover from. And ultimately that was passed this year. We didn't get it through when I had proposed it, but it was passed this year. So there will be a real keen eye onto predatory lending practices. Now, generally in some of these arenas, I'm not, a real overly zealous regulator, but there are times when a particular industry or business gets out of control, and then you've got to sit down and try to figure out how to best protect, the people who, are vulnerable, the consumers who have put up their hard money, their hard-earned money, and all of a sudden they're out on the streets or whatever.
There's been talk in the past about trouble with Fannie Mae and also with Freddie Mac.
Yes.
And I assume you're going to get hip deep into that too.
Well, the Federal National Mortgage Association and the Federal Home Loan Bank Board, or Freddie Mac, both of them, or at least Fannie Mae, had to restate its earnings. And yes, I'm going to get deep into that. That's one of the things, though, where I've got a lot of homework to do. I feel, that I have a good background in a lot of these areas because of my law practice. But there is a steep learning curve on some of these specific issues. I've got a lot of homework to do between now and January 4th when I'm sworn in.
Well, where do you find all the time to do all this homework?
You just sleep a lot less. That's what happens.
I was going to say, because you got the holidays coming up and everything else. I mean, have you even, and this is not, a policy question of any kind. It's kind of a personal question. But, I mean, have you even looked or found or searched out a place to live in Washington?
Well, it's kind of funny you would ask that. And I've described it as, this time in my life, and many people will remember, it's like when you're going to college. You're very excited to go to college, but you're nervous about, leaving home. And I've been looking for apartments back in Washington. And I got to be honest with you, the cost of housing back there is really out of sight. And I'm looking at apartments that I would never have even dreamt of living in when I was in college.
Well,
I do have, there's a very interesting guy, a congressman just elected from the Green Bay, Wisconsin area, that's asked me to share a place that he's renting right near the Capitol. And he and I talked about it last night again, and I think I may end up having, see, that's another thing, it's like college, you're looking for roommates. And so I think I'll end up joining with him. I'm looking at a few more places, but it is a very exciting time for me, Jay. And one thing I wanted to say, when we got there for the orientation a couple weeks ago, and it was raining, it was sleeting, it was dark, but we took a bus that went right between the Capitol and the Washington Monument, and the spotlight was up on that dome. I got to tell you the honor and privilege that I feel serving in the Congress and, doing my best to represent the people of the 7th and the people of the state of Colorado to make their voices heard back there. It's a great responsibility, and it's something that just, as I'm even saying to you right now, I get goosebumps about it.
That's so cool. That's so cool. But I think it's one of the reasons why you're going to make an outstanding congressman. Let me ask you something that's just kind of generally debated and talked about, because a lot of people went to the polls. A lot of us went, and we voted for change, and it seems as if we're not going to get any real change in Iraq out of this administration. What's your reaction to the Iraq study group, and then also to the president's reaction of maybe waiting a week and then just kind of saying, thank you very much, but I'm going to move on?
Well, all I can say is the guy never ceases to amaze me. One thing that did happen is right out of the box, Rumsfeld resigned or was fired or whatever. So there was a small change there. But it really is something that the president has to accept, that his policies and his approach have just been miserable and a disaster. And this is really his problem, that he has to – here he has the James Baker, who is his father's chief of staff and secretary of state, telling him, you've got a terrible mess, Mr. President, and you better change the course in Iraq. And he just sort of ignores it. And this is something where we can have both houses of the legislature, and we will continue to put pressure on him. But here was a way through this bipartisan commission to really take some new steps and, you know, to say, okay, I've listened to these folks. But instead he says, well, I'm going to think about it a little longer and go on. We had a conference to talk about Iraq. We had Ambassador Holbrook there. We had Murtha was speaking, a woman from the Carnegie Endowment, and then General Batiste, who was one of the early commanders in the war. And I asked him point blank, I said, look, you know, how long, if the president were to give you an order, how long would it take for the troops to be removed or redeployed? What would it be? And just, I wanted to have that information. And he said, you know, he thought about it for a second. He said, at least 6 to 8 months. And so here, the commission is saying, you know, let's redeploy most of these troops by the spring of 08. And the president just wants to kind of sit on his hands some more. He's got to get busy.
Congressman, you think he's going to ride this thing all the way into the ground?
I don't know.
He's at 71% disapproval now. How far can you go with this?
I just don't know. I mean, he's, you know, Jay, I didn't vote for the guy, and I have no idea.
No predictions.
Well, I just told you, he never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah.
You know, I really think that there's an opportunity for him to take a lot of what the committee came up with, because they worked very hard on this thing, and they have a lot of great suggestions. And several of the key pieces, he just says, no, I'm not going to do it. Now, I hope that what he's doing by going to the State Department and by talking to his military leaders, that he really is considering a new course of action that we'll hear about in early January. That is my hope. The signals he's given to all of us indicate otherwise, but I hope that he will take this recommendation seriously, that he will talk to his State Department folks, talk to his military folks, and then give us something that is a change of course, because the direction we've been going has just been bad for a long time.
All right, one last quick one. Immigration, you saw it happen in Greeley. Anything happened this legislative session? Do you see any appreciable move on this, or will it stay pretty much status quo?
Oh, no, I think there will be a real effort to, have some legislation that, again, secures the border. But for those individuals that are here that are working, you know, and paying taxes, not committing crimes, and want to become citizens and learn English, I think you're going to see, at least in the House of Representatives, legislation come out that does both secure the border and, you know, go after the organized crime individuals who are doing the document forgeries and stealing the identities. They're going to get busted. But for those individuals who want to be here, work, and become citizens, and I think you'll see legislation in that regard.
All right. Even if we don't live in your district, if we want to get on your congressional newsletter, have you got that set up yet? I mean, where do we go?
You were talking about a lot of things to be done. We have a website already, and I can't even tell you what it is because I haven't learned my own website, but it's under the House of Representatives.
Okay, so it's there.
It's there, and we're going to build it. We're going to do newsletters. We're in 415 Cannon, which is right across from the Capitol. That's our office there. We're looking for district office space right now. We're in negotiations for district office, and we will make sure we get on your show and tell everybody where that is, because we're going to have a big open house when we finalize that, probably towards the end of January.
Oh, great.
And, you know, it's a very exciting time, and I'm just, you know, I feel so great to to have this opportunity to be a voice for the people of Colorado.
Well, our buttons are bursting with pride. We're just beside ourselves to have you going there. And thanks so much for the time this morning, Congressman, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, well, happy holidays to you and to all your listeners.
You've got it. Same to you and your family. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there's Congressman Ed Perlmutter from the 7th. He's the man. Good people. All right. I'm looking here. We got about an hour and a half to get into this next topic, and it may take an hour and a half to get this thing done, because I got to tell you, I'm Diane Carman writes a great column about this, and in the Denver Post this morning, and there's a good article about it in the Rocky. We'll talk about what's going on out in Littleton. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you missed any or part of that interview with Congressman Ed Perlmutter, get it on podcast at am760.net. You can also IM me there. And
if there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
26, southbound 25, either side of the I-70 corridor, which is worse than usual due to a wreck off on the shoulder near 20th. I-70 westbound also packed coming out of Aurora, and southbound 225 filling in at the DTC. Off the highway, a multi-car collision has south found Sheridan lined up at 56th. Weather today, looking for clouds, sunshine, warm and windy conditions, high of 63 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Chrysler Premier Event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Chrysler vehicles, and before the year ends, get up to a $4,000 cash allowance on 2007 Chrysler vehicles, or grab a great deal on the remaining 2006 models.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
7:20. It's 20 minutes after 7. I've got to say it again. It's so good to have Congressman Ed Perlmutter on. So nice to be able to talk to people that you really like, and that you know are just going to do such a great job. Hey, if you're looking for a unique and memorable gift idea this holiday season, what about the gift of a better night's sleep? That's right. You can really give a good night's sleep with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Now, this is a great option for the spouse who has everything and deserves something special. Plus, it's always fun to give the gift that you can enjoy as well. The dual air chamber design of the Sleep Number bed means each of you will have your own Sleep Number on the same bed. I have my number and then Mary has hers. And Coco and Jackson, they kind of share between the two numbers, depending on what kind of mood they're in. And what about the kids, parents, or a bed for the guest room? Everybody can benefit from the deeper, more restorative sleep of a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is between 75 and 80, and I have had as high as 85. And I keep forgetting to ask Mary what hers is, and one of these days I'll get around to that. We get the best sleep of our life. It's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to your needs each and every night. It really does make a big difference. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned innerspring mattress, but an industry test, it has proven to last twice as long. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So give yourself or someone you love a holiday to remember. Visit your Select Comfort store. You'll find great gifts there starting as low as $19.99. Start sleeping better this holiday at a Select Comfort store. There are Select Comfort stores all over the Front Range. As a matter of fact, there are Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Sentara, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Comcast is proud to provide Steamboat Prudential Realty with high-speed internet service that meets all their business needs. But don't take our word for it.
I'm Karen, and real estate is my business. In a resort town, we sell a hot product in a desirable area. Comcast Workplace is essential to getting our job done. My clients expect speed and reliability, and that's exactly what I get with Comcast Workplace.
Get your office up to speed with Comcast Workplace. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Comcast is proud to provide Steamboat Prudential Realty with high-speed internet service that meets all their business needs, but don't take our word for it.
Hi, I'm Vince Van Heukelum, and this is my company. If you can imagine it, we can make it out of concrete. Our company is growing and changing. We made the switch to Comcast Workplace because the speed is just that much better. The less time we spend waiting, the more time we're working.
Get your office up to speed with Comcast Workplace. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and get Comcast Workplace for as low as $45.95 per month, plus 50% off installation.
Looking for something fun to do on New Year's Eve? Ring in the new year with AM 760 Progressive Talk and Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
This is Big Head Todd.
AM 760 is sending five lucky listeners and their guests a dinner and the Big Head Todd concert at the Paramount Theater on Sunday, December 31st. Log on to am760.net for your chance to win dinner and a pair of tickets to the show. Make this New Year's Eve one to remember with Big Head Todd and AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 7. Partly cloudy, high today 59. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it is good to have you along. Would you like the way I said that? And it is good to have you along. I can speak for a living, can I? Okay, let's get into this story. I just once again got to put this under one of these deals where I just don't understand. I've never understood it, and I've been involved. I've talked about these stories for years, and the first time I ever ran into any of these kind of stories was when I was working in Florida. These stories would come up, and I just would never be able to fathom them. And as a matter of fact, it makes me paranoid about buying a house. It's always made me paranoid about buying a house. Because this kind of stuff drives me absolutely freaking crazy, and maybe it does you too. This is about an autistic boy's parents who sue over a yard fence. A neighborhood group objects to the enclosure built for the kids' safety. Now, let me quote a little bit from the article by Ivan Moreno of the Rocky Mountain News. His tendency to wander into neighbors' homes prompts his mom to compare him to Goldilocks times 10. His dad says he's a little unpredictable. At times, 8-year-old Fletcher Illig, who is autistic, has turned on his neighbor's faucets, stepped into their showers, and jumped onto their beds. His parents thought a fence would help. But now those 6-foot planks of wood have resulted in a neighborhood squabble making its way through the courts. Fletcher's parents, Gene and Peter, and the Southbridge 2 Property Owners Association, and the group's president, Carol Porter, which asked them to tear down or modify the fence. In August, after the fence was completed, Porter sent the Illigs a letter saying their fence was not approved by the Homeowners Association and that neighbors had complained. The Illigs say they don't understand why there's a problem, since their cedar fence is similar to others in the neighborhood. They say they were concerned about their son's safety because he would easily jump over the previous fence, which was a little over 4 feet tall. Fletcher uses sign language to communicate and wears an ankle bracelet to track him in case he gets lost. He's a great little boy, says his father, Peter, and he's very loving and affectionate, but he's unpredictable. In April, Fletcher started a fire in his house by knocking over a halogen lamp on a mattress. His mother said that the Illigs are waiting for repairs to be completed to move back into their house. A team of autism experts recommended the fence to prevent Fletcher from wandering away. The fence was paid for by Medicaid funds in July, more than 2 weeks after the Illigs sent a letter to neighbors informing them of the construction. Okay, I could go through the rest of this story. I could read the rest of this story. But you know something? Why do these neighbors have a problem? Because there's some kind of HOA architectural review process to get the fence approved, and apparently, I guess, they didn't go through it. Now, if you thought the idea of the Christmas wreath with the peace sign in the middle of it was ridiculous, what about this? What about this idea? Now, here is this set of parents, and they've got this child, and the child's got autism. So in order to protect their child and protect the neighborhood, they build a fence. And, oh my God, they don't get approval. And neighbors start to complain. What kind of neighbor complains? Do you have the time in your life to pick up the phone or sit down at your computer, because nobody uses a typewriter anymore, sit down at your computer and send a complaint letter to your homeowners association? Do you have that time? Because I maintain if you have that time, you have way too much time. Now, we all have things about people who live next door to us or live in the neighborhood that we don't particularly like. And there are people who take advantage of things and they stretch the rules. And sometimes action is called for. But a fence for an 8-year-old autistic boy, that's a cedar fence that looks like the rest of the fences, this is sheer madness. And it's bizarre. When I think of homeowner associations getting on people's cases, I'm thinking about people who put their couch out in their front yard, or their car up on blocks, or an old rusty refrigerator on their porch, or their lawn has become like a jungle, or they're playing loud music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not people who build fences. If you live next door to me and you put a shed in your backyard, I don't care whether it's approved or not. I'm not going to take the time to call the homeowners association and go, oh, well, you're not going to get a shed in the backyard. What is up with these people? Now, we used to call them in Florida, we used to call them condo Nazis and trailer bats and Q-tips, and we had all kinds of terms for them. But if I got to sit on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and I got to talk about this for the next 2 hours, I am determined one way or another to get an answer out of somebody out there as to why it is that people do this. Does anybody want to call in and admit to me that you called on your neighbors? Like I said, we all have things about our neighbors that we don't find very attractive. I've got neighbors who have two big dogs. I don't know what breed they are. They bark continuously, which sets off Jackson and Coco. And it sets off the dog across the street. And sometimes in my house, it's like you're living in a kennel. Mary and I have never once called the Denver Police Department. We have never once walked next door and said, hey, could you do something about your dogs? We just tune it out. We just tune it out. And this kind of a story and this kind of stuff makes me paranoid to buy a house, makes me paranoid to go live in a neighborhood. I don't want to live in a neighborhood with people like this. I mean, the child's autistic, for God's sakes. That doesn't make any difference. And guess what time of the year it is? Oh, happy holidays. Oh, happy holidays. All right. 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. Anybody want to get off their half moons and chime in on this? Because I'd love to know, I'd love to have somebody call up here and explain this to me. I'm not angry about it. I'm not outraged about it. I just don't get it. I'm befuddled. And I don't know about the rest of you, because I can't speak for you. Only you can speak for yourself. But I lead a pretty busy day. I got stuff going on all the time. I don't think I really have time to watch that closely about what my neighbors build. And if my neighbors had an autistic child, I'd do everything I could in my power to help them, not make their life miserable. I don't know, maybe I have the story all wrong. Maybe it's my fault. 303-713-7600. Gina, 734. I know we can agree on this one.
I'm sure we can, although I'm not familiar with the story. Sorry.
Well, I mean, would you call on your neighbors about their fence? If you live next door to them? Because it didn't meet the homeowner standards? Or didn't go through the architectural review?
Yeah, I'm not. I've never been that kind of person.
I mean, do you even have the time to do that kind of stuff?
No.
Plus, on top of that, the kid is 8 years old and he's autistic.
Right.
I mean,
it's outrageous.
This is what I want to know. Who has the time to do this kind of stuff? I'm really interested. I'm not angry. I'm just curious.
Someone elderly, perhaps?
I don't know. So in other words, as we get older, because I'm now 54, as I keep saying on the air because I'm shocked that I've lived this long. So you mean when I become 60 or 65 or 70 or 75, if I live that long, you mean I'll be reduced to sitting in my house with a pair of binoculars, watching my neighbors, and calling the homeowners association? That's what I have to look forward to in old age?
I don't know. I'm just speculating. I once lived in a neighborhood that was, you know, predominantly older individuals, and so we had a lot of this kind of stuff going on. They knew exactly when I came home from work, when I left from work. They knew everything about my husband and I, about our daily lives.
Ugh.
Bless their hearts.
Congratulations. You too can grow old in America. All right.
I don't want to insult, you know, every
I don't mind insulting older
person.
I don't mind insulting older people. I mean, listen, there are a lot of older people out there that do a lot of good, and they're very, very active, and they don't do this kind of stuff. And I don't know that it's older people doing this, but it's like who in their right mind has time to do this no matter what your age is?
Right. I don't know.
I mean, could you imagine saying to your husband, I don't even know your husband's name, Paul, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, Paul. You see the Marvin's household? No, Gina, what about it? What a windmill Marvin put up out there. I don't think that jives. I don't think that jives with the homeowners situation. We better call.
You know, there's people like that though. Remember the kid in school, like in elementary, that just loved being the hall monitor?
Yeah, you know, I'd forgotten about that. That's right.
You know, some people are just
into that. Yeah, the hall Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All right, what's the traffic look like this morning?
Well, it's not looking too good. We had southbound lanes of I-25 jammed up due to an earlier wreck at 20th. That's off to the shoulder, but it was still causing some big backups for us to I-76. Now we've got another issue for the northbound side of I-25. If you're headed north, we had a pretty bad wreck there. It's going to shut down the interstate just for a short time. Past Highway 7, they're going to have to land life flight there. So not a good situation if you're headed that direction. Just be aware.
Get the good stuff. Pick up a truckload of fun this holiday season with the new Napa No. 55 Race Car Transporter Toy Truck. It's over 25 inches long with an authentic 2007 Napa paint scheme. Made for ages 4 and up, this limited edition truck features stamped steel and ABS plastic construction with full cab interior, working lights, rear trailer doors, and engine horn and air brake sounds. Get it for just $29.99 only at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Andy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
ARC 11 in Boulder reminds parents that 350,000 American children were reported missing last year. Do your part in the war against child abduction by calling 1-800-THE-LOST with any information that can help authorities find a missing child. This message from ARC 11 at 3100 Carbon Place in Boulder, your architecture and design specialists standing tall in their commitment to excellence. That's ARC 11 in Boulder, where EJ and his staff say happy holidays to all area families.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. You'll find peace of mind knowing that every Toyota SUV comes standard with vehicle stability control to keep your family safe in harsh or icy conditions. And now get great customer cash, like $1,500 on the new 07 Sequoia or $2,000 on the new 06 Sienna, the minivan that received the top rating from NHTSA Inside Impact Crash Test. Or choose low APRs on many of your favorite SUVs, like the new 07 Highlander or new 07 4Runner. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See participating dealer for details. NHTSA 2006 5-star rating. www.safercar.gov. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
Joy to the world. The Garmin Nuvi GPS has come to lead you to restaurant shopping and more with turn-by-turn directions and voice prompts.
Right on Holly Lane.
Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Welcome to this session of Homeowners Court. You've been found guilty of numerous violations by the Homeowners Association, and therefore, you will be punished. 7:41, 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Jay Marvin just loving it, living in suburbia. High of 59 under partly cloudy skies. I am me at am760.net. Here's a couple of ones for you. Jay, I have a neighbor who wanted to get a satellite television. We live in a townhome complex. This neighbor had to submit an application to the HOA that was a page and a half long. Once it was approved, the property manager wanted to be on site to make sure the correct size bolts were used. It's the property manager Nazi. I received a nasty letter from the same HOA threatening to fine me because my pile of firewood was only 4 inches away from the wall and not the required 6 inches. Oh, they got to get out there with a ruler, right? These HOAs are absolutely absurd, and you are correct. They are made up of people with way too much time on their hands, and that comes from Corey. And our own John Turk, producer of this audio extravaganza, had a run-in with his HOA.
Well, I've had a couple this month, and it always seems to be right around the holidays. First off, we got a letter like 2-3 weeks ago about our fence, and it was what's the wing fence on the side of the house, and it was there's basically a little gap that was maybe an inch to 2 inches deep that kind of looked like a V on the top of the fence. The earth is moving around my house, so the fence is moving too. So get a letter saying you have 21 days to fix it. You know, this is like the 1st of December. So, you know, you have all this other stuff. Then you got to go buy all the fence supplies. And I had to tear this thing down because, you know, basically there's some slumping going on by my garage. So fix the fence. Then we get a letter yesterday from the HOA complaining about a commercial vehicle parked in front of my house. And I don't have any commercial vehicles. I don't own any. It's one of our neighbors. But they sent us a letter saying move this car. And so my wife calls me yesterday and yells at some poor woman on the phone, you know, saying, leave us alone. It's the holidays. You know, we just fixed our fence. We've gotten two letters from you guys within 3 weeks, or 2 weeks, actually. So, I don't know, man. I think there's a neighbor out there that really dislikes me for some reason.
Maybe it's because you work on this show. Who are these people that drive around? How do you get a job like that? Measuring firewood. Let's go to Jerry in Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
My HMO is pretty. They're pretty sane. They, if you want to paint your house, you want to plant some trees, you want to put up a shed, you download this form and you fill out the form and you go to two neighbors. They sign off on it and off you go. To me, that's what an HMO should do. But I got a great one for you. I heard about this last weekend at a Christmas party. In Parker, one of the subdivisions, one of the bigger subdivisions, if you have a violation, they spray paint a V on the street in front of your house.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. I heard them talking about it at this party. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. They spray paint a V. And it's a big deal, too. When we got our first V, it was in the summertime. Everybody came out, and we made a big deal out of it. We had a party. We took pictures of it. So she brings up, she goes down to the basement, and she comes back up, and she's got a framed picture of her and her husband squatting down in front of their first V. It's a joke.
Why would you want to move into a neighborhood? Why would you want to live someplace that would do that?
Because you don't know when you're moving in there.
Don't you check?
No, I don't go to my neighbors and say, hey, has anybody gotten any V's or anything like that?
You're right. But this is a serious question. Wouldn't your realtor or somebody check to see, like, if you're moving into an area where the HOA or, you know, where they're street Nazis?
A realtor? No, a realtor wants to make the sale.
Yeah, that's right, they do. How about the lawyer? How about your lawyer that handles the sale?
Well, yeah, but, you know, if it were me, what am I going to do? I want that house. My wife wants that house. And if my wife wants that house, we're buying that house. Their violation was for a basketball hoop. Go put one of those freestanding basketball hoops out in front of your house and watch what happens. All hell breaks loose.
You know something? Can you imagine being the kind of person that would call about a fence, knowing that there's an 8-year-old autistic child living at that house? How low would you have to be to do that?
Pretty low. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You were asking who are these people that drive around and find the time to do this? They're probably, you know, after church, they drive around the neighborhood looking for violations.
Oh jeez! Yeah. Oh Lord! All right. Well, I'll just cover my house up with tarmac on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, you know, Jay, you have got to go to one of these meetings. They're awesome. I've been. They are great fun.
Why do people fight in them and stuff?
No. It's a clique. It's a group of people. You know, they're all a bunch of the ones I've gone to. They're just a bunch of little people or big shots and little shells, you know. They think they're, you know, they all, you know, there are a lot of people that work for the government and, you know, they got nothing else to do or they're bored and,
Man, I am totally and completely amazed by this story out of Littleton. Jerry, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You got it.
Don't get a V. We'll see it. A pox on your house because you built a too big of a cedarwood fence. Now you want to know why we're in trouble in this society? Here's an example. Okay, forget Republicans and Democrats. Forget right and left. When you got people in a neighborhood who call on a fence at a house with an autistic child, then we really have some issues that need to be dealt with. 7:48, traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We'll watch out for major problems if you're on I-25 headed north. Out of the Denver area, we've had a multi-car wreck with injuries just after Highway 7, and not a good situation at all. That's obviously going to bog traffic down substantially. They did have to land Life Flight there. So again, that's northbound I-25 just after Highway 7 if you're headed up north. No more problems, really, if you're headed into the downtown area. It's looking a little bit better. It's definitely busy, but we don't have the jam-up that we did before from an earlier wreck at 20th. Still getting a lot of traffic, though, on 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood, of course, up to the interstate, and all those north end highways, including 270 and I-76. Weather today, looking for clouds, sunshine, warm and windy conditions, high of 63. Right now, mostly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Dodge premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Dodge vehicles.
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously. Everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate quote. Go ahead. I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once you see how much you could save, you can buy your GEICO policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Toyota-thon is on. And your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. You'll find peace of mind knowing that every Toyota SUV comes standard with vehicle stability control to keep your family safe in harsh or icy conditions. And now get great customer cash, like $1,500 on the new 07 Sequoia or $2,000 on the new 06 Sienna, the minivan that received the top rating from NHTSA in Side Impact Crash Test. Or choose low APRs on many of your favorite SUVs, like the new 07 Highlander or new 07 4Runner. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See participating dealer for details. NHTSA 2006 5-star rating. www.safercar.gov. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of From Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Wrinkle-resistant khakis, $29. It's great gifts for men at Joseph A. Bank. Signature suits, leather jackets, corduroy blazers, 70% off. Plus, every sweater in the store, 50% off, now through Monday.
At Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs, now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
3, 2, 1!
It's Nissan's National Year-End Sales Event. What will your resolution be? More style? Try on the 2006 Nissan Altima with the Special Edition Package. More power? Experience the restyled Maxima's award-winning VQ engine. More space? Climb into the best-in-class interior space of the all-new Versa. How about saving more money? Lease the 2006 Nissan Altima 2.5S Special Edition for $199 a month for 36 months with $2,639 due at lease signing. Event ends January 2nd. Get to your Nissan dealer now and resolve to save at Nissan's National Year-End Sales Event. Nissan, shift your ride.
Ward's Auto World, January 2006. Passenger and cargo volume combined. Ward's 2006 Lewis Small Car Segment Hatchbacks. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 1207.
Hurry into Kmart this Saturday and Sunday to find the perfect gift for everyone. Better make it fast. The tons of items on sale aren't going to last. Save 40 to 50% off great gifts for the family throughout the store this Saturday and Sunday. For dads, Kmart has men's Joe Boxer flannel pants at 50% off. And for the kids, all Hot Wheels are on sale. For the women on your list, how about 70% off fine jewelry? And save on the latest in flat-screen technology from Sylvania, RCA, and Magnavox. All TVs are on sale. But hurry, this sale ends Sunday, December 17th. So skip the hassles. Make it Kmart, where Christmas comes together.
One nice Sunday. One network showtime. Two back-to-back killer finales.
Your world is never going to be safe again.
Starting at 9, 8 central, don't miss the heart-pounding conclusion of Sleeper Cell, American Terror.
Find out where the nukes are coming from and intercept them.
Then it's the shocking season finale of Dexter.
See you at the next fun back.
Never miss a party.
One night, two finales. Sleeper Cell American Terror, followed by Dexter. Sunday starting at 9, 8 central, only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to sho.com.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Because your homeowners association is going to get you. AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's 7:53. Jay Marvin with you here. You can podcast, get the podcast at am760.net or IM me at am760.net. Autistic boys' parents sue over yard. This is in Littleton. 8-year-old autistic child. Parents put up a bigger fence to protect the child and the neighbors. The neighbors complain. The homeowners association is down on their rear. Merry freaking Christmas. Let's go to Carissa in Highlands Ranch. Carissa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I have a story. I live in the land of covenants and HOAs. I live in Highlands Ranch, and a couple years ago, I decided I wanted to paint my front door, and it was kind of like a dark navy blue color, and so I went to Home Depot and got some paint, but they told me I'd need a primer in order to cover up the blue. So the primer for the color I was going to paint was kind of like a Pepto-Bismol pink. And so I'm painting my door, and it's Pepto-Bismol pink. I have to let it dry before I put on the dark red color. And so I decide to take a trip to the grocery store while it's drying. I come back, and my neighbor's outside with her mother looking at the door, and they had called. She had called her husband, and he had called the HOA because they thought my door was going to be Pepto-Bismol pink.
Oh, jeez.
It was hilarious. And so when I got back and started painting, she came over and she's like, I just want to let you know that you're going to be receiving a phone call from the HOA, and I'm sorry, but we thought your door was going to be Pepto-Bismol pink.
Why would they care what color your door was?
Because this is Highlands Ranch, and everybody that moves there thinks that they're in this elite neighborhood, and everybody has to adhere to all these rules, and I just thought it was hilarious because all I was trying to do was paint my door a different color.
Do you get along with your neighbors now?
Well, I let her know. I said, you know, I really wish you had more to do than watch what I'm doing. And I was a single woman, so they were always watching how I was taking care of my lawn and whatnot.
What?
And
what? Don't they have anything going on in their lives?
Obviously not. I seemed to be the person that they were watching because I was young and single and they didn't think I could take care of things.
Oh, Lord. See, what compels people to be this way? What makes people be this way?
Well, I think that they have something unhappy in their lives that they have to look at other people's lives and, you know, kind of stick them with something, too.
Yeah, but I'm the most unhappy person I know, and I don't do this.
Well, you're a nice unhappy person.
I mean, I wouldn't care if you painted your door pink. What difference? So what?
Well, you know, and I was really thinking to myself, how bad of taste do you think I have to paint it? I mean, it was such an awful pink, too. I mean, it was a primer, so it had to be something, you know, with a lot of white and, you know, the base. So it was bad, I admit, but it was only a few hours that I had, you know, left it on there.
Unbelievable story. Carissa, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. All right, answer me the central question. You know, this is the question I want answered. Why do people do these things? Why? Larry, Castle Rock. Larry, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to talk. Did you get a chance to read John Dean's Conservatives Without Conscience?
Yep, sure did.
And they talk about authoritarians in there.
Right.
And the authoritarians aren't just the Dick Cheneys of the world, but they go all the way down into the community level. And those are the folks that are the little neighborhood Nazis that run around and you have to conform, you have to do this, you have to do that. And, you know, they, like the one guy said before, that, you know, they're big shots in little shells. It's just amazing that they have to conform. And they have to make everybody else conform as well.
I wish I could get somebody to call in and give me an argument about why this has to go on. I really, really, really want to know why this has to go on. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate the call.
Sure, bye.
All right, we're going to carry this over the next hour. So if you're online, stay there. If not, 303-713-7600, because I'm looking for an answer. I want to know why these people in Littleton did what they did to this family and what causes this kind of behavior.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Howard Arenstein, live in Washington, where early this morning, doctors completed brain surgery on Senator Tim Johnson. The South Dakota Democrat is now reported to have a congenital condition known as AVM. Dr. Keith Siller at NYU tells us he did have a stroke.
I think in this case, we may expect a recovery time of probably weeks to months, and you may see residual signs, trouble getting words out.
Members of both parties here are praying today for Senator Johnson's health, but he is a Democrat, and the governor of South Dakota is a Republican, giving him the right to appoint a Republican successor. That would put the fragile Senate in a 50-50 tie, leaving Republicans in charge. Would-be Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has visited GW Hospital three times since he got the news. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
I'm Frank Setapani. A British police investigator calls the death of Princess Diana an accident, not a murder. CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Lord Stephen says an exhaustive three-year investigation using the latest forensic technology turned up two new witnesses, but gave no support to the conspiracy theorists. The simple fact, Stephen says, is that driver Henri Paul was drunk, and he was driving too fast. Perhaps the most heartbreaking assertion for her children, Diana might have survived the crash if she'd fastened her seatbelt. Vicky Barker, CBS News. News, London.
A Florida execution is under fire from groups that oppose the death penalty. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us why.
55-year-old Angel Diaz appeared to grimace before dying 34 minutes after receiving the first of two lethal injections.
The length of time indicates a definite problem with the way the execution was being carried out.
Anti-death penalty activist Richard Dieter says usually a prisoner loses consciousness immediately, stops moving within 5 minutes, and is declared dead within 15. The Florida Department of Corrections says it doesn't think Diaz, convicted of murdering the owner of a topless bar, felt any pain during the process. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Overseas, gunmen stormed a Baghdad neighborhood, kidnapping dozens of shopkeepers and customers. On a visit to Baghdad, Senator John McCain said as many as 30,000 more American troops should be sent to Iraq. Back in this country, New York police have charged Yoko Ono's chauffeur with blackmail. Driver Carl Carson denies, threatening to release embarrassing photos of Ono if he didn't get $2 million. And he claims she made up the story to cover her own tracks.
She's just trying to stop me from pursuing a sexual harassment case.
She sexually harassed you?
Yo, so many times.
This year's Golden Globe nominations are out. Babel leads the pack with 7. Football fans may know him as the person who came up with the term Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt, who died yesterday, was a lot more. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones calls him a visionary.
You'd be hard-placed to find anybody that's made a bigger contribution than Lamar Hunt.
Hunt died of complications from prostate cancer. He was 74. In early trading, the Dow is up 50 points. NASDAQ is up 20. This is CBS News.
Words can never tell you. Form them, transform them anyway. How perfectly dear you are to me. I look back and in every one point, every word and gesture, every letter, every silence, you have been entirely perfect to me. I would not change one word, one look. This is how the poet Robert Browning said, I love you. This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, I'm looking for a holiday gift for my nephew Kyle, the would-be world adventurer.
Would-be?
Well, he hasn't left his kitchen in 2 years.
How about the new HP Pavilion dual-core notebook? 15-inch display, 80-gig hard drive, a gig of memory, just $629.99.
That's great.
Get him everything he needs with a complete gift pack and save. Buy a notebook and save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy 3 or more. There are many complete gift packs to choose from.
If he ever leaves his kitchen, he'll love it.
If?
Yeah, he lives for ham.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The Mexican government now involved in the immigration raid on 6 meatpacking plants. Mexico says about half of the nearly 1,300 Swift and Company workers detained are Mexican citizens. 261 were taken into custody at the Swift meatpacking plant in Greeley, 11 being held on criminal charges, the other on immigration violations. Governor-elect Bill Ritter says a bigger issue now is how businesses handle undocumented workers.
What we have to do primarily is keep the pressure on the federal government to do the things necessary to enforce the immigration laws. At the same time, I am a person who believes that as a country we should move towards a guest worker program.
The union representing the detained workers went to court yesterday, asking a judge to order them released. A new statewide survey has found that there are at least 12,000 homeless people in Colorado. That's 3 times more than the last survey found 18 years ago. The count was done in August. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, the biggest issue we have is outside Denver, northbound 25. Still closed past Highway 7 near the Lafayette-Brighton exit. That's while crews clean up and investigate a two-car rollover. They're going to be detoured off onto the frontage road. We've got pretty big backups now to E-470, so steer clear of this area if you can. Normal conditions here in the metro, loaded up along 225 through Aurora, I-25 southbound through Adams County and into downtown, still in a holding pattern. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, clouds, sunshine, warm, and windy, high of 63. Right now, mostly cloudy and 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
PostNet takes the hassle out of holiday packing and shipping. PostNet offers FedEx, UPS, DHL, and postal services, professional packaging, and shipping supplies. PostNet makes the holidays easy. For metro locations, visit PostNet.com. Create, duplicate, deliver. That's PostNet.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Look fine today to get up to 59 under partly cloudy skies. Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're in the middle of talking about the story in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, and also Diane Carmen has a great column in the Denver Post This is about the 8-year-old child who lives in Littleton, who is autistic. So his parents, in order to protect him and also the neighbors, put up a fence. First they had a 4-foot fence, and that wasn't good enough. So then they raised it to a 6-foot fence. And guess what? Somebody in the neighborhood complained. People in the neighborhood complained about the fence. And they went to the HOA. And now there's a lawsuit. And I just don't fathom this kind of behavior at all. Here's a couple of instant messages at am760.net. Hi, Jay. HOA stuff can be a real pain in the you-know-what, but I think you have to walk a mile in the shoes of a lot of the good people that step up to take those HOA jobs when nobody else in the neighborhood will do it. People don't want to be a president or a secretary of an HOA because it's hard work that you don't get paid for it. I've done it, and it is not fun, but someone has to do it. You get treated like crap, bitched at over petty things. Yet you are in charge of upholding the bylaws, the covenants, etc., and if you just let it go, you can be held legally responsible. In most cases, when someone moves into a neighborhood with an HOA, they are given all of the documents before they move in, so they know what to expect. There are usually very clear guidelines of what can and cannot be done to property, and if you are not sure, you are required to ask, but by letting someone get away with one thing because it is already built sets a precedent that is hard to get back in the bottle. I'm not saying it is right, but once you let one thing go, where does it stop? I do not know all the details of the little boy in Florida, but it's in Littleton, Colorado here. But I bet if they would have asked for permission, like I'm sure their bylaws require, they could have worked something out. They did notify the neighbors. It only takes one neighbor to complain to make things miserable for the board and the neighbors, and that is usually the way it is, one person. Every neighborhood has one of these people. Please don't beat up on all the board members just because we hear about the crazy ones. And the board with a special circumstance is not fair to label them all that way. If anyone wants a quick taste of politics, try being on an HOA board. You know something? I think its boards are ridiculous, and I think people who complain to them are idiots. Here's another one. Jay, after several run-ins with my HOA, I am not convinced that the neighbor's complaint is anything other than the HOA's excuse to confront you without taking responsibility for the decision to do so. My HOA will never identify the complaining neighbor, and I sometimes think that they are simply trying to keep all the neighbors fighting among themselves to keep the heat off themselves. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Man, I'm telling you, why would you want to live with people like that? Here's Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. You know, I think the idea of a homeowner association is ridiculous in the first place. It is just a opportunity to be whiny, nosy, complaining, nosy nellies. And the very nature of this homeowner association is very comparable to the Republicans. And the reason I say that is the same kind of principles as far as getting into other people's business that really isn't any of yours. We're so worried about what you're doing in your bedroom. We're so worried about this. We're so worried about that. You have to legislate laws or rules to keep you from doing it. You know, so worried about what you do with your own body. They stick their nose in people's business when it is none of their business. And it's the same kind of mentality that the HOAs have. It is, we are going to tell you what to do with your fence, or we're going to tell you what to do with your door, or we're going to tell you what color to paint your house, or, you know, we're going to tell you you can't park your RV trailer in front of your house for 3 days while you're using it. It's the same mentality. And I would love to take a poll about who these HOA board members are and who these nosy neighbors are that are reporting people like that. Because I'll bet you all, or a large majority of them, are Republicans. Because they thrive on nosy and people's business that really is none of their own. And it's the same kind of mentality.
That's an interesting theory. I wonder if they are Republicans. The other thing gets me about this, why should I have to ask permission to do something to something that I own?
Exactly. It's my house. Are you paying the mortgage? I don't think so. Then keep your nose out of it. And, you know, I can see, okay, we've got a nice neighbor. We don't want 10 junk cars sitting in front of somebody's house. Okay, that I can see. But we're going to tell you, oh, you can paint your house this shade of gray, but not shade of gray. How ridiculous is that? Who cares? You know, unless it's some bright orange obnoxious thing or something, who really cares? And it's just a nosiness. And you know, the people that are calling and making these reports and the people that are on these boards are pathetic. They are losers. They have nothing better to do with their time, and they need to get a life. And, you know, I just have one more story that is along the same exact lines as this. Last year, I was parked in front of my children's school waiting for them to get out. And literally, I parked like a foot too close to the fire hydrant on the corner. And I was walked across the street to get my children and walk them back across the street to the car so that they were safe. And I had some nosy lady that marched over to my car just like she was in a pass of authority and knocked on my window after I got back in my car, told me that she was not going to support me this time, but that she'd written down my license plate, and if she saw me parked like that again, she was calling the police. And you know what? I looked at her and said, first, I didn't know who she was. I said, you know, who are you? And she says, well, I'm a concerned parent. And you know, the arrogance and the attitude and the mentality was the same. I bet you $100 million she was Republican, because that was very mentality of the entire. It was arrogance. It was such an arrogant attitude.
Did you ask her?
No, I didn't. I asked her who she was, and once I realized she had absolutely no power or authority, I rolled my window up and drove away.
I swear
she must be a Republican, though. I just could see it in her eyes. It was just so nosy and so arrogant. And it was typical. It was typical of that entire mentality.
Well, maybe we should start asking these people.
I want somebody to take a survey.
Because I'll tell you something. There are some people who sit on the far left who are just as authoritarian and just as nuts. I mean that. There are.
Yeah. It's just this whole mentality of, I think everybody else's stuff is my business, and I have got to dictate to people what they can and cannot do.
Well, isn't Boulder isn't Boulder a little bit like that?
You know, I don't know anything about Boulder. I live in Fort Collins. That's not much about Boulder.
Well, I think Boulder's a little bit like that.
In what respect?
That people, that there's all these rules and regulations, and the people are into other people's business, and it's like there's this element of Stalinist left there that's running the town.
You know, I don't know anything about that because I really am very unfamiliar with Boulder, but I just know that I have just seen this time and time and time again in so many different situations, and it's just that arrogant. You know, it's my business what you do with your body. It's my business what you do in the bedroom. You know what? No, it's not. It's none of your business.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people that are like that. That's true. Dana, thank you. I appreciate the call.
And Jay, one more thing. I have another name for the Homeowners Association. Let's just say A means something else in my version.
Okay. All right. We'll see you later.
Have a great day, Jay.
All
Thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
So now am I in trouble with the city of Boulder for making those comments about Boulder? I like Turley's. Here's Heather in Thornton. Heather, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I've got a comment about a homeowners association. I know the man earlier spoke about the self-standing basketball hoops.
Right.
I knew a lady who put hers on her driveway at an angle, and because it wasn't uniform with all the rest of the street, how everybody else had theirs facing forward, she got a violation for that as well.
See, that would drive me crazy.
That, I mean, it's absolutely nuts, the amount of control I think that people feel like they need to have just because, well, who knows why they want to do it, but I think it's just a control aspect. I want to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it. And so I think that's where it comes from. But also, this isn't limited just to homes. I've seen this in, like, a mall. They can control your windows and what goes in those windows, on the windows, and 2 feet into your store.
Yeah, if you rent from them, you're right. They do. They have the right to. They have the right to dictate to you how the store can look to fit the design of the mall. But that's a mall, not where you buy a house and decide to live.
Even to the extent of if you know how every store puts a handicap decal in their windows to let you know that it's wheelchair accessible in there. Well, we had to submit that we're putting a handicap sticker, even though they said it would be approved. But we still had to submit it in writing. The inches of the decal, even though it's required to have that and to be wheelchair accessible. So, I mean, we had when we get freight into the store, we would take out garbage, and one of their rules was you had to put the lid back down on the dumpster. And they busted us a couple times not putting the lid back down, and so one day they would come by and take snapshots every time we got a freight delivery. And they showed us this picture with the dumpster doors up, and in the picture you can see an associate taking the garbage out, actively processing the trash, and they said, your dumpster doors are up. And there's a person in the picture putting garbage in the dumpster at the same time. And so I think that what happens is you're resistant to any type of violation. They kind of like to nag at you afterwards because they know it irks you.
Well, the squeaky wheel draws the grease. But, I don't have as much problem with that in a place like a mall and in a commercial place like that as I do in a home. Where your neighbors, turn you in. And particularly in this case in Littleton where the kid is 8 years old and he's autistic, for God's sakes. What's wrong with those people?
I don't know. I think that's ridiculous. It is a lot of people sitting at home, and they do have nothing better to do with themselves but to sit and rat on other people. And I think what ends up happening is I feel like what drives people to do that is that they say, if I can't do that, and if I have to follow all of these ways, like submitting what I'm going to do, if I have to follow all of these procedures, then they're going to do it.
Well, you know what? Then they need to get busy and get a life.
Yeah, I know. I think that's where it comes from, though, because they want everything to be fair in their mind. And so they are like, if I don't get to do that, then neither does anybody else. And that's where I feel like it comes from.
Mm. All right, Heather, thanks. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Please have the proper permit before you apply and call. Because this is the J. Marvin Homeowners Association here. 303-713-7600. And people who live in this subdivision, wherever this is, in Littleton, with this 8-year-old autistic child, I mean, they ought to just be,
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Warm and windy, looking for a high of 63 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you get more. It's not just a quick haircut. With every haircut at Fantastic Sam's, you get a relaxing shampoo massage, and you don't pay more for it. Not all salons can say that. Take a break from the busy holidays and relax with Fantastic Sam's.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
8:22. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. You don't like to think about it. You don't want to plan for it. And most of us just don't even focus on it. But one day you may need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. And Mike Turner is one of those guys. He believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk with years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Imagine your dog is at work, and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty, and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to HalePetDoor.com.
Deck the house. Click your mouse. Talk on the phone. Bring great entertainment home. And save with the Comcast Triple Play. Call now and get Comcast High-Speed Internet, Comcast Digital Voice, and Comcast Digital Cable just $33 each per month for 12 months when you take all three. Comcast High-Speed Internet with Power Boost delivers an extra burst of online speed of up to 12 megs. Comcast Digital Voice offers you unlimited nationwide calling, including calls to Canada. And Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand will keep the whole family entertained. So deck the house and save on Internet, home phone, and cable TV. Holiday priced at just $33 each per month for 12 months when you take all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1-year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Looking for something fun to do on New Year's Eve? Ring in the new year with AM 760 Progressive Talk and Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
This is Big Head Todd.
AM 760 is sending 5 lucky listeners and their guests a dinner and the Big Head Todd concert at the Paramount Theater on Sunday, December 31st. Log on to am760.net for your chance to win dinner and a pair of tickets to the show. Make this New Year's Eve one to remember with Big Head Todd and AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, fans. 6:25, 25 minutes after 8. High today, 59 under partly cloudy skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you miss any of the show, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. You can also IM me at am760.net, and we stream at am760.net. And we're talking about this autistic boy's parents sue over a yard fence that's going on in Littleton, and it's just another one of these, homeowners association horror stories, and it's ridiculous. I mean, the kid is 8 years old, he's autistic, for God's sakes. All right, let's go to Hugh in Longmont. Hugh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Before we go on, I want to state that I am a meat-eating, pachoni-supporting, muscle-car-driving progressive. So on Dana's comment of we're all Republicans, I don't think so. But how are you?
I like you already. I'm not. I have to stay away from the meat now with this. Now that I'm on this liquid thing and the gastric bypass coming up in about 2 weeks. But the muscle car part I can definitely dig, and the Angie Piccioni voting part I definitely am in tune with.
Oh, not just voting. I gave quite a bit of money. I was very proud of her. I'm just sorry she lost.
Well. 6,000 votes this time, man. We'll have round two, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Well, at any rate, I've been on my HOA. I actually was one of the founding members, and I quit for a couple of years, and then I'm on it again, only because there was a lack of volunteers in the neighborhood. But I wanted to give you a little bit of insight on how these HOAs come to be and also how they do stupid things like this because, you know, we've had all this these challenges in our neighborhood as well. First, HOAs are actually an idea of the local government to help them ease up on on having to enforce their own borders as far as zoning and you know, trying to beautify their towns. So HOAs are actually micro private, want to enforce private governments sanctioned by the cities and then the states, et cetera. But they've kind of run amok. The states and cities were thinking, hey, we set up these micro governments, we don't have to zone, we don't have to enforce, they'll kind of be self-running, self-serving, et cetera. But, you know, the problem that we're seeing here is the busybodies do get in charge, trying to, what I call is control freaks, and they don't have any particular party affiliation. I mean, they come from both sides of the aisle. And they have a lot of interest in what you're doing and very little interest in what's going on in their life. So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if they want to do good for the community, I mean, that's one thing, but...
Well, there are
you know, to get out there and, like, and terrorize people, and then also, like, this thing that's going on in Littleton, I'd be ashamed to be a part of that.
Well, I don't know all the details, but I can tell you chances are what has gone awry is just the due process. Again, another, you know, legalese word, but very important, and it's the part that both sides often forget. In our neighborhood, we, you know, initially started sending out, you know, threatening letters if you were in violation of the covenants. And, you know, due to the very quick backlash, our process is we updated them and changed them to, look, if there's a neighbor in violation of something, you know, that's obviously a problem, we go talk to them. I mean, we're all neighbors. We go find out what's going on, what's happening, and find out what the reason is for it. And if it's a very valid reason, all boards have the power to make a variance. And they can say, look, in this case, we had just reason. We can document it why we did this. But the problem is very few boards have done that. They like the power. They send the letter. They send a threatened legalese. You know, and the homeowner never submits or very rarely submits the documentation saying, hey, I'm going to make this upgrade so that you're aware of it is really all it's saying. And so it's really kind of a cooperative between, you know, the people in government. The only problem in this case is the government is a micro-government and it's a private government. It, you know, it doesn't have anybody overseeing it to enforce the rules. And the problem is then they do really insane things. And when they end up in court, I know that if the courts in Colorado are biased, that if the HOA didn't cross every T and dot every I and make every effort, a very important word, a very effort to work with these people, they will lose. I mean, it's we are told by that, you know, we go to these community meetings and that give us all these legal tips, and we're told, look, you've got to go to the nth degree on due process and make sure you followed everything if you have a chance to win. But, you know, there are some cases where people are just blatantly in violation. You know, somebody paints their house teal and yellow, and trust me, I've seen it, in a neighborhood that's pretty much all pretty bland pastels. Sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, but if it's my house, shouldn't I have the right to be able to do that?
Well, it depends. I mean, it's again, an agreement you made with the government to buy the house. It's one of those things that if you have concerns about rules or the HOA, you really need, whenever you're closing, to find out what the laws are. I mean, when you close on a house, you make agreements with the state government, the city government, on, you know, what rights you have, what mineral rights you have. It's really sad. I mean, you would hope that buying a house would be a transaction as simple as cutting a check and handing over the keys. But anybody that's bought a house knows that you spend about 2 hours, you know, till you get writer's cramp signing your name on all these different types of paperwork, not only with the lender, but with all these other people, you know. You can't just go always tap a well or put a septic tank, you know, HOA or not, in your yard if the city says you're going to have sewer, you know, and you're going to use city water. So
I understand that part of it. It's the petty.
That is a big pain in the ass, to be honest.
Look at this 8-year-old kid and his parents.
Yeah, that's
well, you know, they can't find a way out of this.
Oh, they should be able to, but the problem is you got. You have, excuse the phrase, but a pissing match going on, mostly with the HOA trying to exert their power. You know, the problem with a lot of the problem is you got people that just think they're in control. And, you know, sad to say, it very often can turn into something like a micro-Nazi regime where, you know, you're going to conform or we're going to do horrible things to you. And in this case, reason, in my HOA, you know, if I were president or I'm on the board right now, you know, I'd go talk to them, you know, if they wanted to do it. Say they didn't submit for the fence, or even if they did and, they, you know, it got denied, I'd go talk to them and say, hey, look, you know, why do you need this? And they, oh, we have an autistic child that's escaping. Okay, well, you know, that's a two-second thought of, okay, instant variance, and how do I implement it? But there's we're one of the fairly few HOAs that aren't dead yet, because they do die, that are pretty flexible in that respect. You know, we want to keep the idea of the neighborhood looking good and clean and, you know, looking like new and, you know, everything that was intended. But on the flip side, you don't have to do that with an iron fist.
Yeah, well, it always seems to me every place I live, I get the iron fist
stories. Well,
that's
the majority of my. I actually moved out here from Florida. And
oh,
there,
boy, that place is filled with it.
Oh, well, not only that, but I hated HOAs with a passion, which is what made me join, because I wasn't going to let, you know, forgive the phrase, but those people control my life. So I got on there, and I said, okay, here's what we're going to do to try. I'm going to have my influence. I'm going to get involved. Because in Florida, they go around, your neighbors will go around with a ruler and measure the height of your grass. And if you're within, I think it's an eighth or a quarter inch variance, you get a $50 fine, not even due notice or anything. You know, you just get a bill in the mail.
Yeah, maybe that's what we ought to do. Maybe what we ought to do is we all ought to join our HOAs and take over.
And that's what you've heard from other parts of government, too, that, hey, if you don't like the government, get involved. And the best place, in my opinion, you can get involved is right where you live. Your HOA is easy to join, not a lot of pressure. You aren't going to have campaign ads against you. You know, get involved, make a difference there. You know, if it's not your cup of tea, it's generally about a three-year term. The covenants are always vague enough, which has also been a huge problem, to where, you know, they're open for a lot of interpretation. There's not a lot of hard, fast rules. And even the rules that are in there, for instance, one of mine says that everybody with a satellite dish has to bury it because they don't want to see them on the houses.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, well, it's not enforceable either. I mean, that's from the FCC down. It's not enforceable. So, we have the option. We can't, you know, I have a satellite dish. I'm not going to go bury it. And even if I wasn't on the board, I wouldn't try to complain about that or whatever, because any board that would take that on is just fighting a losing battle. The FCC will knock them down in a heartbeat.
Man, that is some weird stuff. By the way, what kind of a muscle car do you drive?
I have my first car. I still own it. And I've owned it for about 25 years. It's a 69 Camaro.
Oh,
and I just
hot,
got my daughter.
Very hot.
I just got my daughter, who's 16, a 1966 Chevy 2.
Very hot.
And they passed emissions.
Very, very, very hot. I like it a lot, man. See, you know, these stereotypes that the right-wing talkers put out about us, it's BS.
Oh, absolutely.
It's total BS, man. It's total BS. And you know what? I'm waiting for the day when I could come up with $100,000 to buy that handmade electric car.
Tesla.
Yes, that will do, what, 100 and some odd miles an hour.
Well, it would eat a Corvette for lunch.
Wouldn't you love that?
Amazing car.
Yeah, man, I'm ready. As soon as I get $100,000, I'm ordering one.
They're going to make it, they were saying in a few years, they're going to make a more mid-level priced one, you know, $40,000, $50,000 one. So I might have to wait for that one.
No, I want the $100,000, baby.
Well, I'll see you on the highway as you're passing me by.
I want to chase down every Ferrari and Lamborghini in town.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
Call me again, you. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
take
you
care.
Got it.
Bye.
I love hot cars. I admit it. Hey, 35. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Gina likes Corvettes.
Yes, I do. One of these days I'm going to have one.
Those brand new Corvettes.
I'd actually like a classic, I think.
Oh, like a Stingray?
Yeah, Stingray is what I really like. How about a black one? Yeah.
Yeah, I like black. I like either black in a car or red.
Yes. That's spicy.
Classic car colors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell, I'm still waiting for somebody who listens to this show to come forward and allow me to drive their Ferrari. Which is never going to happen, right?
Oh, boy.
You can drive my Prius, Jay. No, I don't want to drive your Prius. I want to drive your Ferrari. I want to know what it's like to be behind the wheel of a Ferrari.
Keep on dreaming.
Well, maybe somebody
will. You never know.
You never know. There could be some progressive or liberal out there with a Ferrari who just just hasn't quite come forward yet. All right, it's 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour. What's the traffic look like?
Well, we're all good around the city. Conditions still congested for your drive downtown, though, southbound and on your Thornton North Glen stretch. Northbound 25 in pretty good shape from the Tech Center into the bridges. Eastbound I-70 crowded Federal to Brighton. And up north, northbound I-25, this is still closed at Highway 7 from that earlier double rollover. Looks like traffic getting by on the shoulder now.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
HomeBiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to HomeBiz2006.com. HomeBiz2006.com.
If you would fill a gift box with a new impacting bench, a twin-tank air compressor or a folding working bench, a mini car remote controlled or heavy rolling winch, chop at Checker, our gifts would please the Grinch.
This holiday season, shop at Checker Auto Parts and save a bundle on gifts. Checker has what guys really want, like our 140-piece, 160-piece, or 200-piece mechanics tool sets, just $29.99, $39.99, or $59.99. Or the club steering wheel lock in a two-pack, twice the security for only $49.99 after rebate. How about a 2.3-cubic-foot beverage refrigerator for just $89? All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
It's the season for Checker Auto Parts.
What are you waiting for? You've been wanting to learn another language for years, but you still haven't taken the first step. And yet, when Rosetta Stone offered you the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, you were silent. When they gave you a way to skip the tedious translation, useless memorization, and the boring drills, you waited. And even though they offered you the same software chosen by U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA, you resisted with Herculean strength. So Rosetta Stone has one card left to play. Now they're giving you the opportunity to try it for free with a free demo CD-ROM. Experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes away from 9 o'clock. I'm just answering a email here. I don't think most people really care. At least no one I know wrote to complain except you. Thanks and happy holidays. See, you know, if you kill them with kindness, they just can't. They have a hard time with it. It drives them absolutely nuts. I used to get really I used to get really upset. Now I just try to kill them with kindness. All right, let's get back on the phones. We're talking about these homeowners association and what's going on in Littleton. And we go to Bobby in Boulder. Bobby, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Bobby.
You know, I've been starting to think about this, and I've got a feeling it kind of comes down to human nature. You know, one of the things I've noticed, pretty much everybody in the world needs something that makes them feel good, makes them feel important. And there are some people who have so little going on for them that they've got to look for things to criticize in people. I mean, these are the same people, you know, if you pull out and they're, you know, you're with in front of them on the highway and, you know, you're more than 500 yards or less than 500 yards ahead of them, rather, they're the guys who are going to honk their horns and flash their lights because they're just looking for something to be mad at you for and something to that they can be right about and you can be wrong about. And it's a shame, but I think it's just human nature.
There's something out there, and it has been out there for quite a while, where there's an element of society, and I don't know how large it is, because I don't have any statistics, really. All I have is what I've encountered, and obviously when you start doing that, it's not accurate because you don't encounter everybody that there is to encounter. But there's an element of the society that is angry. They're angry about everything underneath the sun, or they're angry about some individual specific item. And what they end up doing is they end up then projecting that anger off on you in various ways. But like, for instance, with me, what I'll get is either in emails, instant messages, and sometimes phone calls on the air. They're angry simply because I have an opinion that differs from theirs. But it can't be my opinion. It's got to be something behind that that's fueling it. Don't you agree?
I do. I think there are people out there, and they just have to be right. They have to, and they've got to prove this somehow, even into the tiniest thing. They have to be right about the fence, or they've got to be right about, you know, opinions and politics. And there's a lot less tolerance, it feels like, in society these days, you know, and freedom of opinion.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's like, I'm angry to begin with, then I see this fence, then it touches off that anger in me, so I get in touch with the homeowners association, and never mind the fact that the kid that's living there, the child that's living there is autistic, and he's 8 years old, and the parents are just trying to protect their child, and they're also trying to protect the neighbors, but it set off something inside of me that made me real angry because there was anger there to begin with.
I definitely agree with you. I definitely think there's anger there to begin with, and where that's coming from, I don't know.
Yeah, where is it? See, I was going to ask you. I mean, do you have any idea where you think it comes from?
I think it's, you know, it's different for everybody, whatever people are going through. But, you know, coming at this from a different point, just based on what you said there, I'm thinking another point is, these people are bitter, and maybe they're so bitter they need other people to be miserable too, and they just have to find ways to make other people unhappy. And I don't know why, you know.
But let me ask you this: you think we're angry as a society?
I think I'm starting to feel that way, and as much as I hate to admit it, I really am. You know, I don't think, I'm actually left the U.S. for 10 years, came back, and culturally, to me, it feels a lot different.
Does it feel like people, does it feel like to you people are more angry or less angry?
I feel there's more kind of animosity, more tension. You know, not all the time, not everybody, but there's that palpable feeling of misery, I think, in a lot of cases. And I don't know if this is the pressures of life or what.
Yeah, you know, sometime when we've got time, and tomorrow is open phones, but sometime when we've got time, you know, I'd like to open that up and see what people produce in an hour about the society's anger. And how about less feeling of a community?
And I think there's, I mean, I'm kind of new to my community, so I can't really tell you a whole lot, but about that. But I was just thinking it might be interesting as well, and just see if anybody out there listening is angry, you know, has this kind of, you know, it could be very cathartic.
Yeah, because there's anger on the left too. I mean, it's not just the right. I mean, the right is notoriously angry, and most of the people who are in right-wing talk radio are, you know, snarling and
rabid
and name-calling and cruel and, well, you know, let's go get them. But there are people on the left who are exactly the same way. They'll eat their own. And, I don't know, man. There's something going on out there, and I wish the hell we could put our finger on it. Bobby, thanks, man. Call me again.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Yeah, I don't know about this whole anger thing that's going on out there, and I think it's in all of us to a certain degree, but is it worse now than it's ever been? I mean, like, if I lived in this neighborhood and I knew that these people had an 8-year-old autistic child, and but, you know, they had trouble and they were trying to figure out how to fix things and whatever, wouldn't you go over there and say, hey, is there anything I can do? Or would you call the Homeowners Association and complain about the cedar fence? 8:48. It's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gino with traffic.
Give the gift of indulgence for the holidays. The new spa at the Inverness Hotel has a host of treatments designed to help you or someone's...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
All sweaters, 50% off. Plus, a huge selection of dress shirts, sport shirts, and wrinkle-resistant khakis, $29. It's great gifts for men at Joseph A. Bank. Signature suits, leather jackets, corduroy blazers, 70% off. Plus, every sweater in the store, 50% off. Now through Monday.
At Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs, now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Let the Sony HD Test Drive representatives help you do a side-by-side comparison where you'll learn how to choose a great high-definition television and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV. Take the Sony HD test drive this weekend at Sears, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Come on in for a test drive at select locations or take a virtual spin online at Sony.com/HDTV. That's Sony.com/HDTV. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 853. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Martin DeClaudy, high today, 59. Jay Marvin along with you. We're talking about this autistic boy and his parents suing over the yard fence in Littleton and over homeowners, excuse me, associations. No more stinking to get into people's anger. And all of this stuff. Here's Mike in Centennial. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. Hey, my reading on it is that there's people that have too much time on their hands. And example in point is right next door to me. It's a rental house, and the guy's gone back to school to get his master's. So he's being supported by his family. So he has a lot of time that he's hanging around at home studying and whatnot. And he announced that he was going to buy that house, which is great. We were absolutely wonderful because, you know, my wife has kind of taken him on as his surrogate son. Well, I bought a sliding camper for my truck, and I have it tarped down in my side yard. The guy across the street has a great big motor home where he had he'd leveled out his side yard and put in a pad. The guy two doors down has done basically the same thing, and so he's out there in the street. You know, I don't want to look at a parking lot, and pointing at all of those, and just about the time that I opened my mouth and pointed, he said, "You don't want to look at that either." And he's got an old SUV that hasn't moved in 6 weeks. And, you know, he's got a two-car garage, he has one car, and he has a motorcycle, so he won't even put it in the driveway. And that's what I guess is what one of the things that just really burns me about this whole thing, is he's got so much time to complain about my stuff, but he's got a, you know, what I consider next to a junk car sitting on the street.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem, and he's definitely got a problem too. I mean, and isn't there some kind of depending on where you live in Centennial, isn't there some kind of law about vehicles not moving? I mean, I know there is in Denver; they'll give you a ticket.
Well, actually, I live in Fort Collins.
Well, how about in Fort Collins?
He was telling me, well, my realtor tells me that they're going to pass some sort of an ordinance. You know, so well. They're going to have a problem with me because I feel right now that my two neighbors are already grandfathered in on this thing. And you know, he's also whining because I for the past 25 years I've tried to grow grass on a parking lot, and I've gotten tired of it. So I'm rocking the rest of my side yard, and he doesn't want to look at that.
And does he work for a living?
No, he's not working at all. He's gone back to school to get his master's. His parents.
Well, why don't you suggest to him that he do something with his something better with his time? Volunteer.
Right. Well, that's the thing too. But you know, I don't know what his problem is, and I told my neighbor about it, and My neighbor, we called him the mayor of our block, and so he's real pissed off at
him,
too.
Have you gotten any trouble from the Homeowners Association?
We don't have a Homeowners Association.
Well, you know what, then ignore him.
Well, yeah, we basically are. You know, I've tried
laugh
to get
at him.
I've tried. Well, you know, we like him. We ride motorcycles together in the whole nine yards. He's been a really good neighbor. You know, being a rental home, we've been through hell with some of the people that are there. So he has been a real good neighbor, but this is starting to really wear on us. You know, because, and he says, well, you know, I don't want to look at a parking lot. And he's talking about me going and graveling.
Then I would say, you know what, don't look.
Yeah. Well, I'm basically, I've tried to work with him.
Hey, I don't want to lie. You know what? I don't want to look at an ugly human being, too, so I don't look at myself.
Right, right. And you know, I said, you know, I asked him if he would at least move his vehicle into the driveway, but that hasn't gotten anywhere. So, you know, and one more thing. A friend of mine got married about 4 years ago, and I was in his wedding, and so we were invited down to Highlands Ranch to meet his new wife and spend a weekend with him. Those people are Nazis.
Well, I think the one guy who called made the whole point of the hour and a half, and I think he's right. If you live under an HOA and you don't like the way it's being run,
exactly,
then you know what? Sign up and change it.
Right.
That's the best plan of attack. Mike, thanks, man.
Hey, you have a good one, Jay.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
All right, coming up next, we'll see if we get Senator Ken Salazar on. We're planning for that. And open phones as well, so stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And now for the bonus round. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. How does April feel?
Insecure.
Correct. If you're peanut butter and I'm jelly, what's the audience?
A glass of chocolate milk.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I sort of got messed up into gangs, and this one girl named Mom Maria, she just told me to get my things straight, and ever since then she's been there for me.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories, and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Howard Arenstein, live in Washington.
It is premature to determine whether further surgery will be required or to assess any long-term prognosis.
Spokeswoman Julianne Fisher says Democratic Senator Tim Johnson is recovering from brain surgery to correct a congenital condition called AVM. Dr. Keith Siller at NYU says a stroke may have left him unable to talk.
The key part here is not just will he be able to express himself properly, but will he understand what's going on?
Or worse.
If this is a massive hemorrhage, for example, what happened with Ariel Sharon, very few people can survive that and come back with any type of useful function.
But Siller says it also could be a milder stroke. Democrats as well as Republicans are praying and wondering whether South Dakota's Republican governor will get the chance to appoint a successor and keep the Senate in GOP control. I'm Howard Arenstein, live in Washington with more CBS News. Here's Nick Young.
There's been another brazen attack in Baghdad. CBS News reporter Pete Gao says gunmen in military uniforms have abducted as many as 70 people from a key commercial in the center of the city.
They rolled up to a point in the street. They all got out of their vehicles, let off huge volleys of gunfire, which we could hear from our hotel. And then the reports from witnesses on the scene is that seemingly at random, they grabbed people we believe all to be men, put them into their vehicles, and then drove off.
More, not less. Arizona Senator John McCain, who's likely to make a run for the GOP presidential nomination, says the U.S. should send up to 30,000 additional troops to Iraq to help curb the sectarian violence there. A three-year British police investigation of Princess Diana's 1997 car crash death is over.
There was no conspiracy to murder any occupants of that car. This was a tragic accident.
Former London police official Lord John Stephen says the driver, Henri Paul, was drunk at the time of the accident. The father of Dodi Fayed, who was also killed, has branded the report a whitewash. So, you don't have a college degree? That doesn't mean that you're barred from a job that pays big bucks. John Challenger is CEO of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas.
Support staff in the legal sector, like paralegals and administrators, are in the 40K range. Personal trainers can make anywhere from 50 to 80K a year.
Challenger says 2007 looks especially promising for people with vocational training or an associate degree. It's three intertwining stories set on three continents.
Relax. Why are you so stressed?
You're not the reason I'm stressed. You're the reason why I can't relax.
Babel, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, has grabbed seven Golden Globe nominations to lead the pack. It'll vie for Best Dramatic Picture with Bobby, The Departed, Little Children, and The Queen. The movie's nominated for Best Comedy or Musical, Dreamgirls, The Devil Wears Prada, Little Miss Sunshine, and Thank You for Smoking. The awards will be handed out January 15th. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 66 points. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixels.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, I'm looking for a holiday gift for my nephew Kyle, the would-be world adventurer.
Would-be?
Well, he hasn't left his kitchen in 2 years.
How about the new HP Pavilion dual-core notebook? 15-inch display, 80-gig hard drive, a gig of memory, just $629.99.
That's great.
Get him everything he needs with a complete gift pack and save. Buy a notebook and save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more. There are many complete gift packs to choose from.
If he ever leaves his kitchen, he'll love it.
If?
Yeah, he lives for ham.
The big one, really big, really,
really
big.
Don't miss the big one at Kohl's this Friday and Saturday. It's our biggest sale of the season. Save extra during power hours, featuring 100 Night Owl and Early Bird specials. Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save an extra 15% on diamond jewelry, already 60% off, and all toys already 10 to 50% off. Get an extra 10% off all kitchen electrics, already 15 to 50% off, and a digital camera, only $89.99. It's the big one this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update now. Preliminary results out from the first statewide count of homelessness. It's the first count in 18 years, and it shows the number of homeless has risen in Colorado, at least 12,000 people. When the last survey was conducted in 1988, there were just over 3,600. Officials believe the actual numbers are much higher, maybe as much as 30,000. It's hard to get an accurate count, though, according to the folks that took the survey. Many homeless are in rural and remote areas. During last night's final meeting of the investigative panel on Denver's voting problems, the panel favored having balloting in May conducted through the mail. The group also recommends an elected clerk and recorder and staying with vote centers. Still, there's some disagreement.
I think that the draft recommendations make an assumption that the panel is in agreement that a vote center model is the best model for Denver in the long run. And I think some of us, I mean, including my, I'll speak for myself, but we still have some concerns as to whether or not vote centers are the panacea for Denver voters.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We have a couple of late morning problems. A Denver water truck involved in a crash. That's slowing your drive out of Lakewood, eastbound 6 between Federal and I-25. Car fire distracting motorists eastbound I-70 at Quebec. And we had a two-car wreck off the highway at Larimer and Spear. Of course, if you're headed north, expect that stop and go to kick in at about 144th. That's on northbound 25. It's still shut down at Highway 7 from an earlier rollover. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather to...
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Owe you a thanks for that.
I appreciate that, Jay. I think we hopefully send a strong message around the country as well as here in Colorado that it's time for a new direction for America.
Now, having said that, and you and I laughed on election night about this.
I'm still laughing.
Yeah, there's some of your votes that I don't understand. So if I ask you, I'm going to ask you about them, and you can explain them to me, and you can explain your reasoning, and I'll definitely, you know, give you just all the time you want in a fair hearing to do this. First of all, people have sent me a lot of email about this HD Tower thing, and about the fact that they feel that you and Senator Wayne Allard kind of swooped in and took away local authority and granted permission for the tower to be there when the people living in the community there had other ideas. You want to comment on that?
I do. You know, on all the decisions that I make in terms of legislation, I look at what's the best for the people of the state of Colorado, and the fact of the matter is that I don't want the 3 million people of the state of Colorado who get television from Denver stations to essentially receive second-class signals, and that's essentially what would have happened. The rest of the country is ready to move forward, go on digital television. Colorado is not ready at all, and it's been because it's been held up in a local land use dispute that's been going on for years. And so I have to think about, I know there are some people that are angry, but I have to think about the nearly 3 million people that would have been affected if we would not have moved forward with the legislation.
But you certainly could put yourself in their shoes in that they're sitting there and they live there and it's their community and they're debating back and forth about the land use, and they see the big hand of the federal government come in and push them aside and make the decision for them. Plus, it's done without most people living there, without their knowledge that it's going to be done. And I believe it was done, late at night? And so people didn't know what was happening. You could see why they would be upset.
You know, I can understand why some people would have been angry. I can understand that people have been fighting over this issue now for nearly a decade. There is a reality about Lookout Mountain, that it has served as a place for these radio towers for a very long time. You know, the proposal that has been put on the table will actually diminish the number of towers that are out there. All of the information that I reviewed indicated that there's going to be less of a concern from a scientific point of view with the new tower than with the old one. And at the end of the day, there is a federal requirement that by 2009, all television stations have to transition over to digital television. And Colorado would have been the only place in the United States of America where we would not have been able to have done that because of the inability to resolve a local land use dispute. And so, you know, I think in these rare circumstances, it's appropriate for us to step in and to resolve an issue that has not been resolvable at the local level.
All right, let's switch to something else here. Let's switch to foreign policy here for a minute. The Iraqi study group, the report came out to great fanfare, and it was bipartisan in nature. It pointed out that things in Iraq are extreme and that they're grave. Lee Hamilton said that, in his opinion and in their opinion, that there wasn't much time to act. And now it seems like a week later, President Bush has pretty much just put this on the shelf and has ignored it and is saying that he will come forward with a new direction for us coming up sometime next year. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think the president cannot afford a foot drag on this. I don't think the United States can either. I think that the Iraq Study Commission was very correct in saying that conditions were deteriorating in Iraq and that we needed to move quickly in a new direction. You know, I've been in Iraq twice in the last 18 months. Even in those 18 months, I saw the deterioration, and people who have been there many times, like Senator John Warner and others, have told me that things have gone from a relatively stable situation shortly after the invasion to the kind of horrific mess that we have on our hands in Iraq. So we do need a new direction, and we do need a new plan. The Iraq Study Group had, first of all, a good assessment of what's happening, where it said, you know, conditions are deteriorating. And second of all, they had 79 recommendations for the president to review. And I think the president needs to move with full speed ahead and not drag this whole thing out into several months into the future. Let me just say this as well, Jay. I think that the people of America in the November election gave a strong statement to this president and to the Congress that we did need to have a new direction in Iraq. I think people are tired of the same old story of stay the course, we're on our way to victory, stay the course, we're on our way to victory. It obviously has not worked. We've been in Iraq now longer than we were in World War II, and so I think that rhetoric from the president is wrong, and we do need to have a new direction. You know, he has tremendous experts that have worked in Iraq and all over the world, and now with the benefit of the Iraq Study Group, he had to move forward in that new direction. I think it's beginning. I think the resignation of Don Rumsfeld, you know, his memorandum, Rumsfeld's memorandum 2 days before the election that said all options ought to be on the table, followed then by his resignation, followed then by the appointment of Gates, who in his confirmation proceeding said that we were not winning the war in Iraq. That's a direct rebuff of what the president has been saying, and I think all are part of this building momentum that we need to have a new direction and a clear-cut plan. And so I'm going to be one of the senators that will work to continue to put the pressure on the president as our commander-in-chief to come up with a realistic and viable plan on how we succeed in Iraq and bring our troops home.
What happens if he ignores it? What happens if he ignores the will of the American people? I mean, the polls now show 71% of the American people do not support the war, and they want us out. And what happens if he just ignores it?
You know, I think it's going to be a miserable 2 years for George Bush. I think he's already had a miserable two or three months as he's found the resounding rebuff to his direction, including people like former Secretary of State Baker, who said we're headed in the wrong way. So I think that if he doesn't get the message, he's being blind and deaf to the reality of what the American people are telling our commander-in-chief. And so I'm hopeful that he will get the message. You know, he's going to have a $150 billion emergency supplemental in front of the Congress sometime in the early part of this next year. If he has not come up with a clear plan on how we're moving forward with that, he's going to have a big problem getting that kind of legislation through.
All right. Let's talk about habeas corpus. And a few people want to know why you voted to get rid of habeas corpus, about the military detainee bill, and why you voted for it.
You know, Jay, it's a very important question, because I think that one of the things that has happened after 9/11 is that there has been a debate about how far it is that we ought to go in terms of granting police powers and expanded law enforcement powers to our government to address the issue of terrorism, and how far those can go in terms of affecting our civil liberties. I fought against the Bush administration with their proposal on the Patriot Act because I thought it trampled civil liberties, and I think we ended up with something that was much more of a commonsensical approach to giving law enforcement the tools that they need. Yeah, I've disagreed with the Bush administration on many things. On this particular issue, on the military tribunal issue, I saw the proposal that came over from the White House. What they wanted to do was to undo the Geneva Conventions that have been in place since 1949. They wanted to reverse the ban on torture, which we passed in the U.S. Senate last year, and they wanted to eliminate habeas corpus. I joined with Senators McCain and Graham and a whole host of others in pushing back on the White House and rebuffing the White House initiative to go that far. And at the end of the day, the bill that came to the floor did retain the provisions of the Geneva Conventions. In my view, they had been good enough for the Korean War, for the Vietnam War, for the Cold War, for Persian Gulf War, and they ought to be good for us today. And I think the United States unilaterally backing away from one of the greatest legacies of World War II would have been a major mistake. So we got the administration to back down on that. We got them to back down on changing the prohibitions on torture. I think torture is abhorrent and wrong legally and morally, and we got them to back away from that. Habeas corpus, that was a part of the bill which we did not get the administration to back down on. So we fought on the floor, legislation that I helped Senator Lay and Senator Spector and others try to push through. We lost by one vote that would have kept habeas corpus in the bill. But because I had been part of the group that had been pushing back on the White House on these other provisions, I felt I had to stay with the group. Now, we are going to have another opportunity to revisit this question. I'm committed to revisiting it, and I expect that you will see the provisions of habeas corpus restored back to this category of citizens that it currently doesn't apply to under the current version of the bill.
Well, you know what? That's excellent news. That's probably the best news that I've heard all day, because I have to tell you, Senator, it makes me feel shameful for this country that we have people in a position like Jose Padilla, that we've got others sitting in Guantanamo that have no right to due process, that are basically held incommunicado, have trouble seeing their lawyers. I mean, this is not what this country should be about, and we should either let those people have due process and charge them and make the charge stick, or turn them loose, don't you think?
I fully agree with you, Jay, and I think that's why Senator Leahy and I have already had conversations about the legislation that he's going to introduce to try to address this issue. So I think this will be one of the issues that will be revisited and corrected in the first 6 months of this next Congress.
All right, one last thing here.
Yes, Jay. And by the way, I love being on your program.
See, I'm not that bad, am I?
No, you should invite me more often, you know?
Well, you should come more often. I've only tried to get you out of it 80 million times in the last year and a half. All right. If you were running for Senate in Colorado and you had a challenger and you beat that challenger, you beat him in a primary, and you were the party nominee, and as a Democrat, you'd want all of us to say, okay, you're the nominee, and you're our guy, and we're voting for you. If you had another senator, the second senator, who would also happen to be a Democrat, if he turned around and said, but wait a minute, the guy who lost in the primary is really a good guy, I think you should vote for him. If there was some kind of second chance law like there was with Lieberman, I mean, do you think backing Joseph Lieberman was like a right thing to do after the Democratic voters in Connecticut had said no to him?
You know, for me it was. And I know that there were people who disagreed with me here in Colorado and across the country, but here's the reality about Joe Lieberman. You know, he has a different point of view on the war in Iraq, although I think he's come back more to our side on that issue. But if you look at his record, and I think, you know, you should always look at every person in political leadership in terms of the entire context of the record. Joe Lieberman was with us in fighting against George Bush on Bush's efforts to try to eliminate Social Security. Joe Lieberman was was with us in terms of many criticisms with respect to how the Bush administration was handling Homeland Security, how they were so inept and incompetent in dealing with Katrina. Joel Lieberman was with us in, I would say, 95% of the issues that come before the United States Senate. You know, he's been a friend of mine for a long time, you know, back in days when nobody ever thought that someone of my background could ever be elected to attorney general. He was here to help me. You know, he came in my 2002 campaign to say, hey, this guy's a good guy. He can be a good attorney general. So, you know, I can't forget the fact that I walked through many, many tough battles with Joe, and I wasn't just going to throw him under the bus. You know, I think it would have been the wrong thing for me personally to do.
All right, I can respect that. Last question for you, because I know you're running out of time. The immigration arrests yesterday, the ICE enforcement yesterday, the Swift Company, are we ever going to get, do you think that, that this year, this coming year of 07, will we get a workable immigration plan out of the Senate and out of the House? Will we get this problem solved?
Absolutely. We are committed to making that one of the very high priorities of the new Congress. I think you will see that being announced the first part of January as soon as we are sworn in. I think given all of the work that we did on this issue last year that we are not that far away from developing a program that secures our borders, enforces our laws, but at the same time deals with the reality of the 12 million undocumented workers that we have in our country today, including some of those who were arrested at the Swift plant. You know, I think that the chaos and lawlessness that we currently have in our very broken system has created a trail of victims. You saw many of those victims in what happened in Greeley day before yesterday. You have the company that it becomes a victim because it's going to suffer tremendously under its current workforce conditions. You have the families and the workers who are very much affected, 100 children who have been disconnected from their parents, who don't know where their parents are today. You have the community of Greeley that is very divided but also very angry about what has happened here. All of this is because we have people in the United States Congress who have decided that the political advantage that they seek to gain from using immigration as an issue of division and hate is much more important than the national security, the economic security, and the human and moral issues that are at stake in this debate. And I think for all of those people, I would say shame on you for having stood in the way of creating comprehensive immigration reform in the way that we tried last year. And we'll be back again, and we'll get it done right, because those values of the United States are values that we need to uphold, and that's you know, national security, it's the enforcement of our laws, and it's also dealing in a human and moral way with the people who are here in this country.
All right, very good, Senator. First time on the show? Was it that bad?
I enjoy the day anytime.
Was it that bad?
I like the question. Good question.
Was it? Is there anything you'd like to say before you go?
Let me just say this. You know, I think that I know you are a progressive voice on the radio, and I think we need to have that, because I think that when you look at the Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and all these other people in the world, there's a lot of that out there, and I think it's really important for the voice of reason and moderation to be out there, and you bring that voice. You know, for me, as a United States Senator, having now served for 2 years, having 4 more years left on my license, I'm excited about this time in our country. You know, we have some huge challenges ahead. I think the major challenge that we face is how we put Humpty Dumpty together again, and which has occurred as a result of a very failed foreign policy on the part of President Bush. I think we need to move forward in a very aggressive way to grapple with the issue of energy and get us energy independence. We need to address the issue of health care, which is crippling the families and the businesses of America today. We need to deal with numerous issues like immigration, which are very difficult issues. But I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that the issues that we face today, as difficult as they may seem, are not as difficult as the issues that were faced by that generation of World War II of my parents who fought and served in that war. And I think that at the dawn of this new century, that there is great hope if we can bring our country together. And I expect to be, you know, one of the agents of making that happen.
All right. We hope to have you on again, and I thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll speak again.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Thanks, Senator. There's Senator Ken Salazar, and we thank him for being on the show. And I didn't get all the questions in.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Agree on one and only one wrinkle fighter.
That's Nivea Visage Q10. As the world's number one selling anti-aging face care line, Nivea Q10 moisturizers both reduce and help prevent the appearance of wrinkles. That's why more women around the world choose Nivea Q10 for beautiful, younger looking skin. Nivea Visage Q10, the world's number one best selling anti-aging face care line.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:30 AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we thank Senator Ken Salazar for being on the program. All right. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. You can call about anything you want to call about. So, okay with me, and we'll have the senator back on again and ask him some more questions. And we kind of laughed at each other because we kind of laughed election night. We saw each other as he walked up to me and said, "Hey, I understand you've been talking some trash about me." I go, "Yeah, basically." All right. Anyway, did I tell you the high today was going to be 59 under partly cloudy skies? Did I do that? Because if I didn't do that, I'm remiss in that. And yes, it is going to be 59. And why is it that it's going to be, you know, it's warmer out there than it is in here. And I'm absolutely freaking going crazy that I can't get it. I can never get it warm enough in here. Or there's another way to look at it. Do you think I could come to work one day and not have a complaint about something? Or is complaining what I do? I don't know. All right, we got to double up on the traffic here because I went too long with the senator. So we'll get Gina ready, and then we'll do a little traffic, and then I'll take your calls. And by the way, I meant to ask you, Gina, did you have you got all your holiday shopping done?
No. Are
you kidding? Have you even started?
Some of it. I'm not doing a lot this year.
I got the I was talking about this yesterday. I got the most ridiculous, compelling, crazy Hanukkah gift.
Really?
Mary goes out because you know, next week I'm having the surgery, and I'll be out for 2 weeks. And she says, well, I don't want to have to listen to you laying on the couch bitching. And she's right. And I'm like the world's worst complainer.
Big baby.
So I am. So she got me an Xbox 360.
Oh, my goodness.
With these race games in them. And I was talking about this yesterday. I can't even drive the frickin' car around like you race in the streets of Tokyo or London or Las Vegas. I can't drive around the streets without crashing the automobile.
And you want somebody to loan you a Ferrari.
Yeah, but
I know, but it's...
But I can drive as a real
human
being.
It's simulated.
But I can drive as a real human being. I just can't drive the computer. And then what kills me is my 10-year-old nephew, who's smart as a whip, can sit down and he's like Mr. Pro.
Practice, Jay. That's all.
So what did you do after you left the radio station, Jay? Well, I went home and fired up my Xbox 360 and sat in front of the TV for 5 hours. I don't know whether to be thrilled or be embarrassed. And I bet you there's no adults that would dare call this show and ever admit to the fact that they sit around playing their Xbox.
Sounds like Mary's trying to help you with your relevancy.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
I think she's just trying to get me to get occupied so I'll leave her alone. You know, like giving a dog a toy and it'll just work on the toy and it won't bother her. All right, what's the wrap-up on traffic?
All right, well, it looks like we're back to normal as far as most of the commuter congestion goes. We still had a crash that was clogging lanes eastbound 6 between Federal and I-25. A car fire off on the shoulder eastbound I-70 at Quebec. And not a lot of change up north. Northbound 25 still really bogged down at Highway 7 from that bad wreck that we had earlier. Weather today, looking for clouds, sun.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
The play, and now Santa out there this Saturday from noon until 4, and also next Saturday, that's the 23rd, from noon until 4. And, of course, while the kids are telling Santa what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs to see if there's room under your tree for the vehicle that you're looking for. And the matching down is continuing, so it's like Rocky's will give you up to $1,500 holiday gift as you to go buy your new car. Whatever you put down, Rocky's will match it up to $1,500. So you got Santa Claus and the matching down going on at Rocky's. Also, you can check out Rocky's inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan simply by going to RockysAutos.com. Do it in the comfort of your business or in your own home. That's RockysAutos.com. You can check it out there. Steve and Jason handle that. Or get on down and see them. See my friend Marv Alshear, who's out there, and Spanky Herrera, and Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrato, and all the folks working at Rockies who go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. You know, I guess you could kind of say that they're kind of in the middle of the holiday season, 365 days a year out there. I mean, that's pretty much what they're all about. And that's one of the reasons why Mary and I have going well over a 10-year history with them of buying automobiles. You just can't go any place where you can get as much bang for your buck as Rocky's Autos. They really, really know how to do it right, and they're really, really good people. So get out there and see them and tell them J. Marvin sent you, whether it's on the internet at RockysAutos.com or if it's in person at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you would fill a gift box with a new impacting wrench, a twin tank air compressor or a folding working bench, a mini car remote control or heavy rolling winch, shop at Checker, our gifts would please the Grinch.
This holiday season, shop at Checker Auto Parts and save a bundle on gifts. Checker has what guys really want, like our 140-piece, 160-piece, or 200-piece mechanics tool sets, just $29.99, $39.99, or $59.99. Or the club steering wheel lock in a two-pack, twice the security for only $49.99 after rebate. How about a 2.3-cubic-foot beverage refrigerator for just $89? All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
It's the season for Checker Auto Parts.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:38. High today, 59, under partly cloudy skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk, open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Christine in Fort Collins, who's been waiting. Christine, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I had a comment about what y'all were talking about in regards to the people that built the fence in the neighborhood and the HOA. I think that that it's not necessarily that there's just a bunch of angry people kind of displacing their anger. I actually think it's more rooted in fear, and I think that people just have this fear of not having these rules and this structure to go by, and any ambiguities and gray areas as such just makes some people really, really uncomfortable, and they just want somebody to come in and kind of enforce those rules. And the issue is that what they fear the most is what they're creating, and that's a total lack of an actual neighborhood and a community. You know, they can't even solve their problems. They have to talk to the hall monitor, you know.
Well, let me lay a couple of thoughts on you. First of all, and this is kind of a personal question, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, because it's impolite to ask it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How old are you?
I am 40.
All right. Now, think back to when you were 18.
Okay.
Do you think that this country was more angry when you were 18, or do you think that this country is angrier now?
I don't remember ever thinking of it as anger. I do think that I see more fear and more judgmentality and less, you know, more, less of an ability to connect with people. So.
Let me give you an example. Like when you were 18,
mm-hmm.
or like when I was 18, road rage incidents, for instance, were really rare. Now they're not yeah. rare at all.
Right, right.
See what I'm saying? People yeah. just seem to be a lot angrier. Then the other thought I have is...
more irrational.
Well, all right, or more irrational, but a lot angrier. Then the other thought I have is, do you think life is more complicated now, or was it more complicated back then?
Oh, I think it's more complicated now.
Okay, it seems to me that everything that you do, and I'm just now, when I make this statement, I'm speaking only for myself. It seems to me that everything that I do
mm-hmm.
is complicated, is a hassle, can't get done automatically, has to be some kind of a hang-up. Something has to get in the way. Not like it used to be, where you didn't have to go through that at all.
Maybe you had more help back then.
No, I don't think I had more help back then. I just think that it's the way life is. It's like it's harder to negotiate now. For instance, here's an example.
Okay.
20, 30 years ago, we didn't have phone trees.
Phone trees?
Yeah, where you'd call somebody up and you'd never get, thank you for calling AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you'd like the staff directory, push 1. If you'd like push 2. Then you push 1.
Yeah.
So hold it, you know. Please stand by. We're transferring your call.
Right.
You've accessed the staff directory. Please enter
Laziness.
The first 3, and then you go through this whole thing, and then you're on hold forever and a day. And it's like, oh, my God. You know what? It used to be you just picked the phone up and you just called somebody.
Right.
So you see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. And there weren't answering machines. People answered their phone when it rang.
Yeah, so I guess that's what I mean. And I think you can take that to every single level
right.
of everything there is that we have to do every single day and every single you can't buy gasoline now without having
a credit card.
A twinge of guilt because you're part of global warming.
Oh yeah, that is definitely more complicated, but I mean I don't know if that is because of this time being more complicated than before. It's just sort of a natural progression.
All right, but does that tend to make people more angry? Sure.
Sure. You know, you can get angry and gripe and moan about it, or you can do something positive and feel good about it. You know, start, you know, promoting other energy sources, start riding your bike, taking the bus, you know. If you don't feel like you have any control and you're not exercising any self-determination over the situation, then you're pretty much left with anger. You're not empowered, you know. It's like, you know, kind of, not to go back again, but talking about that situation, you know, that there's like, you know, people in that neighborhood want the HOA to come in and enforce these rules. And when I was a kid, you know, back when I was 18, the neighborhood we lived in, we didn't call the HOA to solve our problems for us. We were empowered. We didn't get angry. If the neighbor down the street couldn't mow their lawn, we didn't call the HOA. They just sent one of the kids over to mow the lawn, you know. It was just just had the self-determination and the self-empowerment to work together and fix problems rather than just sit around and get angry about it.
Well, here's something else to consider. How many people don't know their neighbors?
Oh, man, I can't believe how different it is now. We knew all of our neighbors.
Well, see? See,
and here it's like we wave at neighbors and they like turn their head rather than wave back.
Well, see, life is different and it's more complicated. I think that breeds collectively more anger. Christina, thank you. Thank you for the call.
You bet. Good talking to you, Jay.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. Thanks. I think it just breeds more anger. I really believe it breeds more anger. Joe in Littleton. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
My name is Joe Rodriguez.
Well, I don't care what your last name is, but go ahead.
Okay, well, the thing is, I want to make a comment about this immigration stuff going on. You know, and everything is related everything is about these guys. You know, they think that they're all our white people, the American people here in the United States, my respects. You know, they think that all the Hispanic people, they're real good people. Of course, a lot of people, they're good people, but a lot of them, they're not. I'm going to just give an explanation.
Wait, slow down. Hold on a second. You know what? Do yourself a favor and don't. And we all have a tendency to do this, but Please don't do this. Don't paint with broad brushes. I don't think that anybody thinks that any group of people are all good. I think most people live in the real world and understand that in any group you point out, you're going to have good people and you're going to have bad people.
Yeah, of course. I understand that. You know, but what I'm saying is this. Like I said, look, my nephew, he was killed in Mexico. He was killed in Juarez, Mexico. He was only 7 years old. And what happened? Mexican authorities, they didn't do nothing about it. I offered a reward of $2,000 or 20,000 Mexican pesos, a lot of money over there. And those guys, they couldn't help. They didn't help us at all. So what happened? We still got the pain. Now, let's try to finish all this about these illegal immigrants. The government, the only thing what they need to do is that they just need to give those guys some help and make them pay at least a tax, probably a $3,000, $4 tax, so they could get a temporary permit, let them live here in the United States, let the company that they really need the illegal people to work here in the United States, because a lot of American people, they just don't want to do the jobs, you know. And they need to understand that it's like saying construction. A lot of jobs, there is everything that is related with labor, in the crops. I mean, they just need to do that. And another thing is that what they need to do is cut the benefits to a lot of American people that they don't want to work, so they can make these guys work.
Wait. What do you mean, cut the benefits to a lot of American people?
Yes, sir. They need.
What do you mean? What benefits? What benefits are you talking about?
Okay, benefits is, I say, food stamps. Give them a chance only like about 4 months to get food stamps. And if they don't find a job, you know, boom. Cut the benefits.
Okay, you know what? That sounds real good, but how about if you're a single mother and you've got a child or you've got two children and you can't find a job and you cut off the food stamps, what do the niños do?
Okay, I'll tell you something about this. It's very important what you're saying, and I want to add that. I would do this. The government, it's like saying, I'm going to give a very, very example that you won't believe this.
No, but you didn't answer my question. I mean, then what happens to the kids, sir?
No, they need to go to a daycare, and that's where the government needs to take care of them.
They need to go to a where?
A daycare.
Daycare?
Yeah, I
tell
you
what. Who's going to pay for the daycare, sir?
Government is, well, us, we have to pay for the daycare, but the government, that's where the government needs to help.
What does daycare have to do with providing some degree of substance, you know, like meals? What does that have to do? What does that have to do with you see, I think it's easy to propose all of these ideas until you got to be the one who either has to squeeze people out or has to live with the consequences. I don't think the problem lies with Americans getting too many benefits that you feel that others don't qualify for. I think the problem lies with the following.
Let me tell you one,
you cannot come to this country and you cannot engage in ID theft and use phony papers in order to acquire employment, because that's illegal. That's point one. And point two, the United States needs to sit down and work the problem out with Mexico, because we cannot continue to be Mexico's safety valve for its corruption and also its poverty. And the third thing is we need to come up with a workable program for those people who want to come here, work, and take and become part of the American way of life. It has nothing to do with food stamps.
Well, okay. You just touched one point, but let me explain you only one thing so this other people can understand. Look, my sister, she's an American citizen, and she's 28 years old. And all those years, she has never, ever worked. Never.
Well,
and you know what? It's not because she's a big one.
Why hasn't she worked?
She's lazy.
Well, all right, what do you want me to do?
And you know what? You know what she says?
What do you collectively want us to do about that?
Let me explain.
Why, she's your sister. Why don't you do something about that?
I already told her a million times I can't believe white people are...
You know, I mean, man, listen, you know what? Because your sister doesn't work, I'm supposed to, like... We're supposed to, like, that's supposed to be like a portrait of Latino and Hispanic people living here. Is that your sister doesn't work? Guess what? I got sisters who don't work either, and they're not Latino, they're Jewish. How about that?
Well, that's the very simple thing that the government needs to do. They need to cut
the government's going to do what?
Force them to find a job. Force them to find a job, and like that.
You know something, pal? Are you an American citizen?
Yes, sir. I was born here in Los Angeles.
Okay, do you pay taxes?
Yes, sir. They take about
$5 from my pocket. My suggestion to you is that if your sister is taking advantage of the rules and is getting benefits that she shouldn't get, then you should do the patriotic thing and you should turn her in. Thank you for the call. I don't know where else to go. 9:52. It's 52 after the hour. Here's traffic.
Jay, we still have delays north of town due to that closure of northbound I-25 at Highway 7. All due to that rollover accident. Accident investigation continues. Traffic's getting by on the shoulder, but it's backing things up at least to 144th right now. So keep that in mind if you're heading north of town. Go ahead and use your alternates to get around that one. The rest of the highways though, around town in good shape. I-25 across downtown looks good. No worries with the bridges. Ran out of the tech center. Good speeds on 225. Also on I-70 on both sides of town. And no worries on the turnpike right now. Weather forecast, partly cloudy, a bit breezy today. Highs, though, in the low 60s. Partly cloudy, rather windy tonight, low at 37. Then partly sunny, low 60s again tomorrow. Right now it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Start earning your master's degree in the new year, either online or evenings at DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Make this New Year's Eve one to remember with Big Head Todd and AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Amcor Precast reminds listeners, safe driving requires your concentration 100% of the time. Don't let pride get in the way of your safety. If alcohol is part of your holiday celebrations, take advantage of one of the safe driving options. Call a friend, take a cab, or use the designated driver system. This is from Amcor Precast, providing quality underground precast concrete structures for the utility industry for more than 30 years. That's Amcor Precast in Littleton, wishing everyone a happy holiday.
Now through Monday, it's 70% off select signature suits at Joseph A. Bank. Plus, select leather jackets and corduroy blazers, 70% off. That's all corduroy blazers, regularly $4.50, now $1.35. How about a huge selection of top coats, sport coats, and blazers, 60% off. With all cashmere blazers, regularly $5.95, now $2.38. Consider all sweaters 50% off, plus a huge selection of dress shirts, sport shirts, and wrinkle-resistant khakis, $29. It's great gifts for men at Joseph A. Bank. Signature suits, leather jackets, corduroy blazers, 70% off, plus every sweater in the store, 50% off, now through Monday.
At Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs, now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap.
Let the Sony HD test drive representatives help you do a side-by-side comparison, where you'll learn how to choose a great high-definition television and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV. Take the Sony HD test drive this weekend at Sears, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Come on in for a test drive at select locations or take a virtual spin online at Sony.com/HDTV. That's Sony.com/HDTV. Sony, like no other. Come see why. A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:56. 56 minutes past the hour. High today, 59. I just didn't know what to say to that last guy. I didn't know where he wanted to go. I didn't know what he wanted to do. Sister doesn't work? I don't know. What's that mean? My sister doesn't work either. What can you do about that? I got no clue. Here's John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
Just wanted to say that I hope your surgery goes well. Wish you a speedy recovery.
Oh, thanks.
And as far as the adult playing with an Xbox, dude, you need to embrace the Xbox.
You think so?
I am a 40-year-old professional, and I love my Xbox. I'm jonesing for a fix right now.
What games do you play on it?
My favorite right now is NFL Fever. I've got you can customize all sorts of stuff, and I've got an older version where Bob Greasy was the quarterback for the Broncos, so I immediately waived him and drafted my 4-year-old son as a free agent. He now holds all of the NFL records for quarterback.
That's cool, man. I just can't even get the car to drive straight at this point, you know?
I was talking to Turk about it. He said he's going to come over and hook you up.
Yeah, he's going to have to come over this weekend and help me figure it out. John, thank you, man. I'm glad you called.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
All right, back tomorrow for Open Phone Friday. Anything you want to talk about tomorrow from A to Z, we'll get into it. It doesn't make any difference what it is. And Al Franken's, I guess, his holiday show or whatever, because he's in Iraq. I guess that's coming up next. Have yourselves a good day. And if you missed any part of the show, get it on podcast, am760.net.
Leisure Trends Group in Boulder reminds you, when you take to the road this holiday season, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This holiday reminder is courtesy of Leisure Trends Group in Boulder. They provide the best knowledge of how the world plays. Call them at 303-786-7900. That's 303-786-7900.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford
CheaperUsedAutos.com.